the Great Hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes, created from the cosmic legends of the universe. Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman, Aquaman, and those three junior super friends, Wendy, Marvin, and Wonder Dog. Their mission, to fight injustice, to right that which is wrong, and to serve all mankind.
Welcome to Flame On, the Nets' ponciest, prettiest, penisiest podcast of all kinds of gay craziness. We are mostly about geeky things, but, you know, a little gay, too. Cool. So I got Jared, the alternative guy.
Hi. Yeah. Yes.
Eric staring at his wallet.
Yeah.
Our muscle daddy.
Yeah, muscle daddy. That's me.
Yeah. You got to remind
I'm
people.
I'm like a bitch.
Yes. Your mic is being naughty. Be careful.
Sorry.
We got the question here, the roving question.
Hey, what else you got in that wallet?
Moths.
No money, honey. No money.
No money.
Are those pictures I see?
No.
Let me see that. Oh, my God!
And, of course, our favorite bitchiest wine-drinking bitch, Oral.
Hey, chicas, chicos, and chicaritas. What's going on?
Chicarita.
Do you realize it's the first time we're all together in a while?
Yeah.
Wow.
Three?
It's been a while.
Two, three shows?
Yeah.
I just recovered from the Christmas party hangover. Oh, it was bad.
Seriously. We heard all about that.
The mistake.
You were ratted out.
The mistake I made was coming straight from the store, not have eaten anything, and trying to survive off of, like,
well, you had six glasses of sangria before you left the store.
I did. And then, towards it, never let anyone take your glasses.
Oh, I heard all about that later.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because, like, what at that point, like, I'd taken off my glasses because I got duped into it. Uh-huh. Like, oh, let me see. I'm just like, what? No, I kind of need them back. And then someone took my glass. So I started drinking straight from the bottle. And then I snatched the phone. What's her name? Hope?
Hope. My dear friend from high school.
Yeah.
You and Hope.
Enemies. She was super nice. And then I couldn't remember her name towards the end. I kept calling her Holiday.
Nice. Well, we are fresh off of our New Year's break, and we are very excited. I want to put a quick shout-out for those of you who are asking. I know at least I had one person say, are you doing like a best-of year-end thing? And we kind of did that in our last episode. But I had Jared and Oral join me and my brother and our friend Evan for a little special MediaMess year-end review.
That was fun.
Yeah, we had a good time. So that's up on MediaMess.us. You should go check it out. There's just a one-off thing. We are going to jump right in. We got all kinds of crazy stuff. We got movies, games, toys. Actually, toys this week. We got comics, of course.
Now, these toys you can pick up at Toys R Us?
Or these toys that Eric breaks.
These are non-adult toys. We'll have a special adult toy section, I think, at some point, because I think that's important. We got some gay news and some New Year's nerdy resolutions we want to share with you. And some exciting news about MegaCon, which is the Orlando big kind of anime Comic-Con that comes once a year around February. We will be there, and we'll talk about that. We got two questions from the question, some great dating advice-related stuff, and God knows what else. So let's just jump right in. We got some movies. And I know the question I saw, The Girl with Dragon Tattoo.
Yes.
Have you read the book?
I read the book.
Okay.
And then I saw all three Swedish movies.
Really?
And then now this one has come out.
It's a remake of I didn't know that.
Remake. It's an adaptation of the book.
It's an adaptation. Another adaptation of the book. And everyone's been comparing the two. I have to say that this movie, the American version, by David Fincher, who did like Fight Club, like great director. The movie was done like it was masterful. It was great. Probably one of the best movies of the year.
Yeah.
And but everyone's been comparing it to the Swedish version, and I would say that while the movie, the American movie, was better made, had better production values, I think like the girl, like the actress,
mm-hmm.
in the Swedish version did a lot better. Like
really?
she Rooney Mara, who did the American one, mm-hmm. like she was good, like really good, but at times it felt like she was like pretending to be with a girl with a dragon tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I think it's Noomi Rapace.
Noomi Rapace.
from the Swedish version, she like was the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Interesting.
Like, she really like embodied it. And
see, I haven't seen the Swedish one. I actually started it on Netflix, and I got like 5 minutes in, I fell asleep. And that's because I was watching it.
Nice. You couldn't do that with this one. This one starts with the music video. Like,
It's the cover of the Led Zeppelin Immigrant Song.
Right, by Karen O from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs and the Trent
Atticus. I actually bought the soundtrack. Trent Reznor.
Reznor.
Yeah, and Atticus Ross, I think his name.
Oh, okay.
They're collaborators. They did the soundtrack to...
And he's from Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails. They did the music to The Social Network. Yeah, he really is.
Yeah, you're right. There's no band. It's just him.
But it's a great cover, and the opening has got all this like liquid leather sort of stuff happening.
Yeah, twisted imagery and like flies and heads getting ripped open.
Supposedly, the imagery comes from her story, the actual girl. What's her name? Lisbeth
Salander.
Yeah,
Salander.
Her story, I guess, in the books is, and I haven't read the books, but you know, she has all this stuff from her background, and it's all shaped her life and all that. And the imagery comes from some of that. Is what I read.
Oh,
so I don't know. I don't know.
I didn't realize it was pretty intense, though. It definitely sets the tone for the movie.
Yeah, and well, it doesn't. Like, the movie is very slow at times, but it's also very dark and very gripping. So it's slow in the sense that there's not a lot going on, but it's just this undercurrent of just foreboding and kind of bleakness, and like everybody's fucked up. You know, even like the protagonist of the film, which would be like Daniel Craig's character, the journalist.
Mikael Blomkvist.
Yeah, and the girl with dragon tattoo, Elizabeth. They're both fucked up. Totally fucked up. I mean, he's running around with a married woman normally, and then he hooks up with what's her name, Lisbeth, and that's another thing. Her sexuality is very interesting. I thought she would just be like a straight up lesbian, but she's like all over the map. I mean, she'll do whatever, and she's like not autistic, but she's like Asperger's, or she's just insane, or she's got some kind of personality affect, you know?
Asperger's.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what her thing is.
I was going to say is that she's just really maladjusted, and if you don't have like a somewhat stable early beginning stages of your life to set those social cues, you come off being really out there.
She's
very introverted, and but she's also like incredibly smart. Her story is really of one that is someone who's been like abused and was underprivileged and taken advantage of. For being a girl who was considered like mentally incompetent or socially
ward of the
incompetent.
State.
Yeah, she was a ward of the state, and she had like a great mentor, you know.
The chess player guy?
Who was like really nice to her. But then, as anyone who's seen the movie knows, she gets a new social worker who takes advantage of her.
It sets
up for the like defining scene of the movie.
Holy crap.
And I don't even want to say what it is, but...
Don't be squeamish if you go see this movie.
It is intense.
And I heard the Swedish one is pretty intense, too. Is it as graphic?
Just as bad.
Good Lord.
It just as intense. It's incredible and disgusting. And
crazy. And the story is pretty dark. It's about the Swedish family that runs this big business, but they all kind of live on this one island in Sweden or whatever. And there's this racist kind of neo-Nazi undercurrent. So you got Nazis and you got strange torture.
This is going to like sweep the Oscars and stuff. Or it's like, you know, it's going to win some big ones.
Soundtrack.
Get nominated.
I love the soundtrack.
Soundtrack was amazing. Yeah, let's go to the next thing.
So Adventures of Tintin.
It was really boring. Next movie.
You're not the first person to say that. And that's really funny because like Edward Wright, Stephen Moffat, like great writers that normally write really quick paced.
Steven Spielberg.
Spielberg, yeah.
Peter Jackson.
Yeah.
They were all in that movie and it was so boring. It was just boring. Boring.
Well, there you go.
Fresh Air just did an interview about the real life Tintin.
The real life Tintin?
Uh-huh.
I don't know about that.
World War One, like right after World War One, the dog was really important. Like, it was Tintin in silent movies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and when the real Tintin died, it was like the nation went into mourning and stuff like that, and then Tintin came back in like the 50s or 60s. You know, Eric, you know, you were what, 30 at the time? You remember the New Adventures of Tintin?
Oh,
no, I don't.
The New Adventures
of
Tintin.
I'm sorry, that's Ren Tintin. Never mind, same
Really?
Moving on.
You dork. So, that's all the movies we've seen. But we're going to talk about some movies we're excited about, because it's 2012. It's a year of crazy good movies. We've talked about Dark Knight Rises. We're all excited about that. Avengers, we're all excited about that.
Yeah, keep going.
Ghost Rider. Who's excited about that?
Wait.
Okay.
There's very split reaction. No, go ahead.
Well, no, the Ghost Rider, I saw it at first. I was like, wow, this is darker. It was Marvel Knights. I was like, well, maybe, until it only hurts when I pee, and it was peeing fire. And I'm like, oh.
Well, here's the thing. Have you guys seen Crank? Has anybody seen Crank?
I have.
With Statham?
Jason Statham.
It's a crazy high energy. The directors are like action movie or commercial directors. And it's super stylized and super like unrealistic. And I hope they take that style and bring it to Ghost Rider, because then it'd be entertaining. Because otherwise, I don't care about Nick Cage. I really don't care about Ghost Rider that much. But I'm excited because it's guys who did Crank. But yeah, no, it's the directors of the Crank, so I'm hoping. And Nick Cage, he has a lot of debt. He's got to pay off a lot of debt. So, you know, he'll take whatever. But I actually think he loves
The Sorcerer's Apprentice didn't bring in as much money as he thought.
No.
Nicolas Cage is a good actor. He just is usually hit or miss, and lately he's had more misses.
A lot of misses.
He's had a lot of misses.
He's missed since Moonstruck.
Oh, God, the bees, they're in my eyes.
Is that the Wicker Man?
Wicker Man, yeah.
He's in the sequel to that.
Oh my God.
In the sequel? They made a sequel to that?
Yes, they made a sequel.
Oh, it's going to be crazy.
So, some other big movies. Prometheus, of course, the Ridley Scott return to sci-fi.
Yeah. Which,
Alien
which is
prequel.
Not a prequel to Alien.
It is a prequel to Alien.
It's beat for beat Alien.
No, it is a prequel.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to have any aliens in it. It's going to be the space jockeys.
Yeah, which is cool, because I always thought that was more interesting than just the run for your life, I'm being attacked by alien stuff, you know?
The xenomorphs.
Yeah, the xenomorph thing's been played out, so I'm excited about that. But yeah, the trailer is beat for beat. Mm. John Carter. Is anyone else excited about John
Carter?
Looks
like it's going to be really cool. Yeah. I'm hoping.
The books are awesome. I mean, they're very old-timey sort of stuff, but I really love the series.
Is Edgar Rice Burroughs?
Edgar Rice Burroughs. Tarzan, I think, right?
Yes.
So there's always Half-Naked Men. Yes.
And Brad Bird's the director, who just did Mission Impossible 4, which I heard was really good, which Jared saw. So that's exciting. Moonrise Kingdom. Has anyone seen the trailer of that?
Yeah, that looks silly.
The Wes Anderson movie?
What is this?
Wes Anderson. He did...
didn't he do the Royal Tenenbaums?
The Royal Tenenbaums. Not Election. Oh, the first one. The Life Aquatic. Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Cluster cuss,
exactly. So I'm really excited about that. Now, Dark Shadows.
Dark Shadows.
A couple people in here like
the
originals.
The new Tim Burton,
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp movie. It's based off of.
God, what are they going to ruin?
It's a vampire soap opera. It's a vampire soap opera. It's perfectly timed.
It's a throwback to the old.
So Johnny Depp's going to pay that French.
It was on NBC,
guy,
right?
And then Helen Bonham Carter is always in his movie, so.
Yeah.
So she's going to be
it's
there.
The same stable of actors. Yeah, it may not be good Burton. I haven't seen a good Burton in a while. Since Big Fish, I think.
But I love Dark Shadows. I used to watch it as a child.
Yeah.
The
remake.
Reruns.
Oh,
I've watched both. I've watched the old series. I've watched the remake with Adrian Paul, which was still really good.
Yeah.
And so I'm super excited about Dark Shadows.
Well, we'll see how that goes.
This.
MIB 3, Men in Black 3.
Maybe. I just saw the trailer for it. It looks kind of cool.
Yeah, you know, I like those movies. The Sonnenfeld or Sonnenfeld? Barry Sonnenfeld?
Yeah.
He's got a cool, like, oddball sort of take on that stuff. So I like that.
Yeah, MIB, the first one was one of my favorite movies ever.
Oh, really?
And,
the second
one
is absolutely terrible. But this third one looks like it might be getting
well,
because
Brolin
speech.
Is in it
yeah,
as the
so
young
cool.
Tommy Lee,
yeah.
And that's going to be kind of cool.
Have you ever noticed that every time you're upset, it rains? It only rains when you cry, honey.
Is that your Brolin?
No, that's the Tommy Lee.
Oh, you're Tommy Lee. Yeah. Okay, nice. Total Recall, the remake's coming out. Did you guys know that was being remade?
No.
Yeah, movie that
really?
Doesn't need a remake.
The
whole thing that why it was so good is like had all this like 80s charm.
Yeah.
It does.
Like terrible
it's,
sci-fi
But it's
movie.
A really great story by Philip K. Dick, so I'm hoping that they get a little more
I heard
true
it's not,
to it.
It's not even going to be on Mars because that was a trope of the movie.
Oh, yeah. No, they totally departed from the story. So
Yeah. It's the, they're going back
it's
to
got,
the original,
Colin
which never
Firth
went to Mars.
Is the original? Is
Colin
the new
Farrell?
Guy? No, that's
no,
Colin Firth.
Colin Firth?
Maybe it's Colin Farrell.
I don't
know.
Colin Firth would do that.
I think he is. I can't remember.
Yeah,
I remember looking up at
well, everybody
it.
Tries
I'm
to do the sci-fi.
I could be wrong.
Amazing Spider-Man is this year? Oh, really?
Ugh.
Yeah, it doesn't...
It
I
looks
mean, the lizard
why
never
are we going,
excited me.
Well, I mean, why are we going right back to an origin again? That's what's bothering me.
Yeah.
We just finished
it.
Yeah. But it's the same origin.
Well, so? No, supposedly they're switching it up a little bit, so it's got, like, more of his parents' science roots. Anyway, Skyfall.
It's like the Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's Ultimate. Skyfall, the new Bond movie.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay.
That's this
Daniel
Craig.
Return of Daniel Craig.
And, of course, The Hobbit,
what's this Cloud Atlas?
Oh, Cloud Atlas is a really cool story. It's like four different stories set throughout different time eras. And one of the stories is in the far future, or like 200 years from now. But they all kind of interact in some weird...
Is it The Fountain?
The Fountain? No. Well, sort of. Kind of like that, yeah. Hmm. But anyway, it's getting a lot of buzz, and it's a great book from what I've read.
If this turns out to be Tuck Everlasting Part 2, I'm going to...
Nice. So my real question, though, and we didn't mention this in the previous one, who is going to see Star Wars in 3D?
No.
Eric?
Maybe.
Yeah?
Question.
I'm going to see The Phantom Menace.
Do you like The Phantom Menace?
Yes!
That's your dirty little secret?
I was a lightsaber kid when I grew up, so with Darth Maul and everything, yeah. And every other scene, they're like, slashing droids and stuff. And I love it. I really do. I mean, looking at it from an objective, like, angle.
Yeah.
It's obviously worst movie,
the worst Star Wars ever.
Yeah, and you know, makes no sense. You know, in the first 10 minutes, the whole entire movie is completely like broken in terms of plot and like logic. And
but it introduced you to the idea of a double ended thing, which is kind of cool, right?
Which is
double ended.
I feel like I would have described.
Years later, it's like taking on such a significance.
Yes. Oh God.
Oral, you can see it.
I've been debating. I'm not sure yet.
Well, I will see it because I love Star Wars.
Well, so do I. And I saw the remastered Star Wars back in, what was it, 97?
Yeah, it was the late 90s.
Yeah.
When they redid New Hope, those?
Uh-huh, yeah. When they redid that. And those I feel like I've already gone through it once. You've already gotten my box office money, and I wasn't old enough to see the originals. So I saw...
I was, too. I was online.
I think I was... a fetus when the not the first one, but the second one, the third one, I saw in the theater.
I saw the first one,
so I'm still on the fence.
I think I'll do it. And there's
a little movie news.
I don't know
what the
Ryan
WTF.
Reynolds, which again of the Green Lantern movie, I thought Ryan Reynolds not my choice for Hal Jordan did a good job, but hey, people's choice thought he did.
He wasn't Hal Jordan; he was Ryan Reynolds, Green Lantern.
Look who is in charge of the people's choice.
The people.
Unfortunately.
So it's socialism.
No. It's like, did you even say what we're talking about?
Oh, the People's Choice Awards. Ryan Reynolds won for Best Superhero for Green Lantern.
Yeah.
What a load of shit.
I didn't even know about this.
Yeah, but let me tell you some other winners.
Okay,
best,
please.
Drama was Water for Elephants starring Robert Pattinson.
Who the hell is nominated for
this? Is this a Breeders of People magazine?
Yeah, and... No, no, and
Teenage
and,
Girls?
No, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Best like favorite actress was Emma Stone.
Oh,
well,
boy.
I thought they had the teen awards for that.
That's
shit.
The Teen Choice
Awards. I bet you a fair share of gay
that's
men subscribe to this.
Choice. Yeah. I'm just saying it's all.
But I
would have
took Magneto though.
No, he was. Yeah, he beat out James McAvoy and Chris
McAvoy.
Evans for Captain America.
That's bullshit.
And, you know, everybody.
Screw them.
Moving on.
Yeah,
moving
horrible,
on.
Horrible.
Games.
So, question I have been playing Old Republic, but not together. There's a schism in the Flame On family. Somebody is Empire and somebody is Republic.
No, actually, I know.
Oh, you're Empire?
Did you roll a Republic character?
Yeah.
You did. You're going to.
I'm going to.
Oh, okay,
No. You have, an Empire character?
I have a Republic character.
Oh, no, yeah. So I made one on your server.
Oh, you did?
I just made it. Like,
okay.
On his way here, he was like, oh, crap.
So we can start. And
yes.
What's the name of the guild?
The gay guild that I'm a part of is called the Republic Centurions.
Okay,
and I can
get
you an invite.
I want to be in. And my other friend is playing. We can, he's
gay
too, so.
Well, let me, we'll get. If
that's okay.
Absolutely.
Let's see if he's like, let's see if that's okay with the others.
Yeah,
we're going to have a meeting.
There's an initiation.
There is an initiation.
I sense the hazing people.
Everyone uses their lightsaber on you.
I have a double-ended one, so we're set.
Oh,
yes, of course.
I started a smuggler.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, actually,
and I made
smugglers
her
really handy.
Like Lisbeth.
Did you?
She has got like the black mohawk.
So it's a girl?
Really pale. Yeah, she's
sweet.
The tiniest build, and then
that's awesome.
Really black eyeshadow. And
real quick, I just want to mention the legacy thing because that's what I was trying to explain to you. Mm-hmm. And I am so close, but I'm not there yet. So I get my last name, I can make little like brothers and sisters of the character, and that's when I'm going to start my separate character to start with you. So it'll probably be a couple more days. But,
okay, no problem.
But yeah,
so you're going to get one of the spawns.
They're doing a thing like, the Skywalker legacy and how there's different. That's what they're doing. So it's kind of cool. And it's like you share experience among all your different characters. But you have to get to level something, like 30, I think, or finish your class quest. And then you get the last name.
Oh, that's
so
really
weird.
Cool.
Yeah, I like it. So I haven't figured out my last name yet. I got to think of something really cool and geeky. But I'm really close. I'm like level 29 on Alderaan. No, I'm on Tatooine. and I'm starting to do all that stuff. So
yeah, I just got my ship. It's really awesome.
Oh, you're that far on this guy already? You have your ship?
No, level 10. I'm sorry.
Oh, your other character. Your evil one.
Which
your
is
evil
my
one.
Sith warrior.
Oh, Korriban.
Yeah.
It's a boring planet.
It's a desert.
Did you do a infiltrate? Was it the magic user or the warrior guy?
The warrior guy.
Okay.
There is no magic user.
Well,
for
the
Sith
Inquisitor.
Warrior.
Inquisitor.
Well, oh, no, yeah. Sith warrior or Inquisitor. And I chose the warrior who can be either the Juggernaut or the Marauder.
Are you going to do the Juggernaut?
I did Juggernaut. So
I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
He's
should do that.
He's like the biggest build, like the really like chubby one. And
huh. Cool.
Because I like him to look the part. I hate when people choose like the stick thing.
Oh, so I'd find him hot?
Girl.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, good. So if you're playing Old Republic, please let us know and tell us what server you're on. We're on, this one's Bergeron's Colony or whatever you say it. And Republic Centurions is the guild. Has anybody played any 3DS stuff? Am I the only one with 3DS here?
I think you are.
Well, let me just tell you real quick. Super Mario Kart 7, if you like Mario Kart, it's fucking awesome. You get
now,
to fly.
Is it going to be on the Wii? Is it for the Wii and the 3DS?
I don't know about that. I think it's just the 3DS.
Oh.
I'm sorry. But it's really cool, and it's fun, and I've been playing a hell of it. And Super Mario 3D Land. These are the only two games I play with 3D on the 3DS. Zelda, it makes me nauseous to play with 3D on, but both of these games are really pretty with 3D, and they do some cool stuff, and it doesn't make me nauseous for some reason. So check them out. They're really good. DC has Legos, or Legos.
That's our big toy news.
Yeah, and I'm
new.
They had Batman a while ago, and then they kind of went away.
So what kind of, it was Green Lantern Legos? Because I didn't see me buying some of those.
I actually had the Green Lantern. It's kind of like their weird Technic sort of, like they're like full size, like 10-inch figures. So that's kind of not my thing, you know? They're just, yeah. But they have minifigs for Superman, I think Green Lantern, Batman, definitely, Robin, Wonder Woman. That's exciting. Eric's, you know, wet himself a little. And
there's the pens for that.
Ooh.
In cotton,
it
strikes
yet.
Early and strikes often in your family, doesn't it?
It's just
it?
Bouncing off me, bitch.
I'm sorry?
I said it's just bouncing off me, bitch.
Rubber glue thing, you know.
No, that's rubber underwear.
Oh, that's a different thing.
Rubber underwear.
So it comes with a power armor. What's his name? Lex Luthor. So I'm excited, but no Target I've been to has it. So I think I'm going to go to Toys R Us later.
Uh-oh.
That's always embarrassing. Anyway, so DC has Legos, and of course the Hobbit Legos are coming out this summer or whatever. So, all right, TV news. There's a whole lot of TV news. We're going to burn through this.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
Exactly. Have we all seen that in here?
Oh, God. Yeah. I thought it was a joke.
I want to still think that it's a joke. I really...
It's not a joke.
The one with the flip hair?
It's
oh, my
not
God.
It's stupid. It's like they took Batman Brave and the Bold as like an idea, but then they just dumbed it down
back
so
up,
it's...
Back up. Let's,
oh, back
let's
up.
Tell them what we're
yes.
talking about.
Oh, that's oh, good yes, idea. Yes, I'm getting ahead of myself. So... I know Batman Brave and Bold just ended. Kind of people are thinking, okay, well, what are they going to do next? I think there's going to be a Batman series as well, but they're doing a new Justice League series, which at first think, oh, the last Justice League series was awesome.
Uh-huh.
Some of the best DC
I got
animated.
So excited when I heard it.
But then we saw the, I guess, pilot or the first episode or whatever, and it starts out with a fucking Super Friends theme.
Because it is a new Super Friends.
Yeah.
DC Super Friends it's called now. Mm.
And it's terrible. The characters are stupid.
They're stupid. Oh. Everyone has
I didn't even
their
watch
old
the whole.
Costume.
Did you guys watch the whole
episode? Oh, I watched
episode?
The whole thing.
I watched 5 minutes.
I kept thinking at the end they were going to make some joke or it was going to be something that's obviously a parody or something.
I thought it was just a thing meta? For the toys.
Guys, I think DC is trying to troll us.
I think, please be the case because it's so bad.
And I'm like, okay, so.
It's for a different audience.
And it's for the kids, so they're making the Justice League for the kids, but Young Justice for the adults? Because
yeah,
they're very
it.
Dark.
It's backwards. That's
exactly. That doesn't make sense to me.
And they're not the new outfits either.
No.
Batman.
Batman
has
Batman
the, close to the new outfits.
The
oh, yeah,
outfits.
The little lines.
Everybody
whatever.
Else. Wonder Woman has no chest.
Has no chest and has foot pair. Has the 50.
So it's just a tranny, basically. See, if I'm gonna be attracted to Wonder Woman, she better have big boobs.
Boobs.
She cannot be a man wearing that outfit. Just doesn't do it.
And she does. She does. Look, actually, she does.
She
look
does.
Look drag queen.
Yeah.
It does it for you.
Yep.
Oh God. Would. So yeah, let's all boycott that, shall we? If
yes.
we had to boycott something in this world,
that
let's
just
boycott
terrible.
That.
But it's for the little kids.
It.
I mean, if my nephew gets into it.
Yeah,
I guess I
might get them reading books, but
you're
I doubt
giving
it.
Him more taste than that. I hope
it's Wesley.
So, speaking of flat-chested Wonder Woman, actually, I don't know if she's flat-chested.
No, she's got big-ass boobs. She? Okay. Erica Durant.
Take old bitties.
Lois Lane from Smallville, formerly of. She is Wonder Woman on Harry's Law? What?
All I heard is that she played a woman who thinks she's Wonder Woman, and she was in the new costume that they used for that pilot.
Yeah, they, like, borrowed the costume.
And she wore that costume. She looked fantastic in it.
Really?
She could have been. Oh, my God.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Storefront Heroes on AMC. We talked a little bit about this, I think.
You have to read the whole thing. Storefront Heroes on AMC? No, just Kevin Smith doing a reality TV show about comic book retailers.
So this is actually kind of funny because our dear friends from a comic shop were also pitching a reality show based around a comic shop. In more Star Wars news, we have Star Wars Underworld.
Well, wasn't that for the longest time they were trying to get this show? Was it the same show? I know years ago.
It's the same show they've been working on for years now, almost probably a decade. And it's set between the third and the fourth movies, so in this long era of the Darth Vader rise and the Empire taking control, all that. But what's fascinating to me is that it's picking up sort of the themes from the Old Republic, which I think in the Old Republic universe, they spent a lot more time exploring the smuggler underworld culture.
Right.
So it's interesting that they're seeing that now.
Are we not going to see any more freaking clones? I'm done with this clone.
Oh, I'm sure you're going to see the soldiers. Like,
well, the soldiers, I don't mind, but not make. Let's make a 10-year epic out of the clone saga.
No. Oh, so, well, no, because after the Clone Wars. It has to be after.
This is after.
When they're the Empire now.
You know, Darth Vader, the way he got his start was he overcame the Black Sun criminal organization.
Oh, is that where that? Because that's in the Old Republic, too, the Black Sun stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like he's going to have a crime war with them. And that's...
That'd be interesting.
Oh, so this is might show him becoming into power?
Yeah, like how he sort of
that'd
got
be awesome. That'd
to,
be awesome.
To the level of Darth Vader.
But now, will it be like, you know, Terra Nova that they spent so much money on special effects that you never...
Well,
it's not gonna,
McCollum, who's Lucas's buddy, who's like the producer guy, he said that they're not making the show anytime soon because the scale
so
they want to do it on...
Years.
Yeah, the money's just not there.
I'll be dead, so I don't care.
Are they gunning for... And I'm only using it as an example. Are they trying to gun for like a Game of Thrones overarching, very
that might be.
Like high sci-fi
that might be,
space opera?
That might be what they do eventually, but like I said, right now it's all talk. Basically, it's all talk. So we'll see. Now, I have to admit, I have not finished American Horror Story.
Oh, I did.
I know enough that we can talk about this.
All right, well, do you know what they're going to be doing?
They haven't said.
Oh, yes, they did.
Well, the specifics?
Yes. The season finale ended.
Yes.
So now I was curious. I'm like, some new people could move in, but I don't want to give too much away. And I didn't know what they were going to do with
place.
It.
Different
place. But now it is actually American Anthology, and it's going to be a totally different
thing.
But
they haven't said the setting.
No, they didn't say exactly what it's going to be, but they signed on for 3 seasons total,
I think so.
So I think it's 3 seasons, but it's going to be a totally different American Horror Story.
What shocked me the most is Constance, or Jessica Lange, will not be back. At least in the second series.
She can. I mean, they got to do a different setting.
I know. And
but
that
I thought
bums
she
me
was.
Out.
But, I mean, if they stick with it, they got a brilliant cast to do this. And if they keep that going.
Well, they did say that some of the same cast will be back, but in different roles. Which is interesting. Because it's like, well, in TV world, usually you don't do that without being like the Darrens from Bewitched. Or I'm sure there are other famous examples of recasting. But, I mean, they're going to use the same people for different roles. Actually, so it's the inverse of that.
So I've been following the story. Brian, do you know what happened in the end?
All I know is the story's over. I don't know specifics. I don't want any specifics.
Okay.
But I know it ends.
So it's just the final one you haven't seen, the season finale?
Like the second. It's just like two-part. Yeah. But it ends, and they're going to do something different next season. And I think that's great.
I think that's interesting.
No one's done that. If ever, it's been a long time in a TV series, you know. So I'm excited.
And I hope it keeps it going because it was dark enough, entertaining enough that I loved it, but dark enough that I was scared. I had like the heebie-jeebies.
Speaking of dark, I know you don't watch Vampire Diaries anymore.
Oh, God, no.
But haven't you been loving Secret Circle?
Oh, Secret Circle's so good!
It just came
so
back.
So good. What's her name? What's the girl's name?
Cassie. Cassie Blake.
Who's now Phoenix.
H-B-I-C. I love the show. It still has a lot of the same tropes as Vampire Diaries. Like, there's always a dance.
They never go. Yeah, exactly.
They never
go to class. They're always
in
dances.
You know, they're all trying to sleep with each other. But the storyline is really good. The character development for the ones they're focusing on are fantastic. And Brian?
No, he has it over there.
Oh, yes.
Okay, I didn't know.
I didn't lose my. I'm pouring some wine here, and lost
what happened was Brian broke his wine glass, shrugged, and poured wine in anyways.
Hey, I'm a hardcore party.
But that's been fantastic. If you love magic, if
that
you
was
like,
a great, yeah,
you know, cheesy high school dramas, definitely watch Secret Circle, Vampire Diaries.
It
I don't give
terrible.
A fuck.
So let's talk about some British television.
Yay!
Oral and I are the Anglophiles of our group.
Very much so.
And we want to start with the Doctor Who Christmas special, which was a little bit ago, about almost, no, actually not a month, actually not that long ago.
Not a lot.
December 25th, uh-huh. And we're the big resident Doctor Who fans, of course. And I thought this year's Doctor Who Christmas special was good, but not great.
You know, I found it... my favorite one is the one from last year.
Yes, that's my favorite too.
I can't remember the name of it.
A Christmas Carol.
Okay, yes. That was beautiful.
Beautiful. I watched it again Christmas Eve, which actually fits really well with the story in it. Mm-hmm. And this past Christmas Eve, and it just hits on all the right notes, both with Stephen Moffat as the new Doctor Who, you know, kind of going doing a lot of like, you know, time wibbly wobbly stuff, you know, crazy stuff. And with the kind of love story, and it's very magical, and the music is gorgeous, and they have an opera singer who sings, and mm-hmm. just so much hit on exactly the right notes. Plus, it's a Christmas Carol.
Yeah,
so,
I think that story, as it goes for the Christmas specials, was the most well done. Like, yes. I can follow it from beginning to end. Mm-hmm. I thought everything made sense, while the Doctor, the Widow, and the Wardrobe.
Yes.
Was admirable. I don't think the story kind of made it from beginning to end to me. Like, it kind of broke up with the whole, like, these people are like the threat. The threat, I didn't really believe.
Acid rain.
Yeah.
Acid rain.
But I will say that the poignancy of this was really, like, heavy for me.
Yeah.
And I will admit, I teared up.
I teared up twice.
Mm-hmm.
Spoilers, of course, as usual. The ending
Oh, Christmas has come and gone.
I know. The ending where you find out basically this widow, she's a recent widow, has not told her kids yet that her father or her husband, their father, is dead, who was fighting World War II. And she doesn't want to do this because it's Christmas time, and she doesn't want Christmas to be associated with
their father.
So she's hiding it from him. She's like, oh, our daddy, he's going to come to this little house out in the countryside because it's during the Blitz, and they want to get out of the country or get away from the city. And, of course, the Doctor's there because he has met her years previously by accident, landing kind of near where she was, and she helped him find a police box, which was a great gag.
Yeah.
Because they find a police box, but it's not the TARDIS. It's an old police box. And she doesn't get a good look at him because he's in a helmet.
Which is on backwards.
On backwards because he's fallen out of a spaceship.
Which,
and
funny
I love the opening because as he's like, you know, in the ship, the opening shot is very Star Wars-esque. And,
yeah.
And Moffat has many, many times visually and musically tried to reference Star Wars. And this was yet another time where they start with that opening of the ship flying overhead and then it starts to blow up and all that stuff. But anyway, so he helps her out by coming to her at Christmas. Of course, he's made the mansion look amazing and kind of like, not futuristic, but he's got all these cool magical things.
Nanny McPhee-esque.
Exactly.
Mary Poppins.
Exactly. And which is kind of actually like the last one, too, where he kind of was the new babysitter for the young, what's his name? Scrooge character.
Mm.
But and there's two kids. There's a little boy who's got huge rimmed, big glasses.
Horn rimmed glasses.
And not horn rimmed. Circular.
Circular, yes.
Yeah, Harry Potter, but like giant, like magnifying glasses. And then the daughter who's very precocious and whatever.
Mm.
And so as a gift, he leaves this present by the Christmas tree, which is, you know, amazing tree, whatever. And it's a portal to another world, a world where there are living Christmas trees that actually are conscious. Did you catch, I don't know if you catch that, Androzani is a reference to old classic Doctor Who?
No, I didn't.
Caves of Androzani were the last issue or episode, I keep doing that, of the Fifth Doctor. It's the last, his regeneration story, basically, or where he dies. So Caves of Androzani, that ties in. But he also references his the girl from the second episode of Doctor Who, the reboot, the Forest of Cheam. The chick that kind of like falls for him a little bit and then has to sacrifice herself.
Yes.
That was a cute little like reference to the fact
that
the Doctor Who universe accepts other life other than human-based, you know, or ape-based evolved, whatever. So anyway, these trees have evolved. They're trying to leave the planet. They need to put all their consciousness into one person, a host. And so they think it's the kid, like the little boy at first, who finds, kind of stumbles into everything and finds it. Finds this like tree statue and this crown and all this
stuff.
And
it's not the sister, although it's better than the brother.
Sister's better than the brother because it obviously likes the girls. It doesn't like the doctor either. And it turns out that it needs a mother because the mother is the carrier of life. Mm-hmm. And so they need their life. They need to be carried, which is kind of a very empowering women kind of thing, which I love. That's fantastic because you see certainly a lot of the men empowering stuff. You don't see as much of the women empowering in that kind of stuff. So that was cool. So the mothership, which is kind of the joke, the mothership, she transports the consciousness of all the trees
on the planet.
And they're escaping this Androzani planet because they're about to destroy the planet to turn all the trees into, like, battery acid or something.
Uh-huh. So, like fuel.
Yeah, so that's where you get this, like, kind of cameo with Bill Bailey, a famous British comedian, a musician guy. And these other two people who looked familiar, but I didn't know what they were from. Mm. They show up, blah, blah, blah. So some great, memorable dialogue in the episode. I love the whole discussion of why should you tell them, you know, or something about...
Oh, you know, you're shouting a lot. It's like you're shouting because, you know they're going to be sad.
Right. And, you know, why is it important to make them happy now and keep them happy now? It's because they're going to be sad later. And and we're not doing it justice, but
it's circular.
Really,
and it makes complete sense.
Yeah.
And the scene where she's trying to pilot the ship through the time vortex, literally, I almost broke down and cried day after
because
Christmas.
She's fixating on her dead husband and the fact that, you know, she lost her husband and the children's parent or father. And, you know, she's trying to make it back to Earth. Mm-hmm. And so that's how she, you know, ties in. But, you know, to spoil it again, everybody lives happily ever after. Yeah. She manages to save her husband. Everything's great. And it's very poignant, which is beautiful, and I cried a little bit. I teared up. So that's the end of that story. But then she basically scolds the doctor into going back and telling Amy and Rory that he's alive, which is really big because, you know, at the end of the last season, he basically kind of led them to believe that he'd died.
He had died, and then River told them, no, he's alive, and so they were just waiting for him. And the scene where she says, well, it's the same scene.
Yeah.
But the moment she says, you know, oh, it's Christmas, we have an extra plate.
Yeah.
And you're just like, why? Were you expecting someone else? He's like, no. Rory says, we always leave a space for you.
Yes. That was just another, like, oh God.
And then, like, the
Doctor Tears.
Yeah, the Doctor Tears.
The Grinch tear, basically. Yeah. And his heart grew two sizes bigger, whatever. Yeah, so the Doctor kind of tears up. And there's this whole idea that crying when you're happy is a very human-y, woman-y thing. So it's another one of these little verbal whatever's, you know, timey-wimey, all that crap, wibbly-wobbly. But so that he tears up, you know, the whole he might be human. The thing that's really tragic about all this is we find out in kind of media and news-related stuff that the Pawns will definitely be ending their run this next season at some point. So it's bittersweet because, you know, if you're paying attention to that kind of news, you know it's just a matter of time, you know.
But it's always the case with Doctor Who. We're never really surprised by it, but it's always a very sad moment when you see these characters that you've grown to love leave. But what are you going to bet? Are they going to rip our souls out like they did the last time?
With Donna or Rose or... Actually, what's her name? Freema. Martha was the only one where it wasn't like... Oh, I mean, it was like,
you know why?
Hey, I'm
because
done.
She was the one who said, I'm done. You're right. Like, she was the one who says, this is fun. I've experienced all of this, but this isn't my life.
Right.
This isn't a life to live because it's always going to end in heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, they did that whole tie-in with David Tennant where she's out fighting aliens with Mickey.
Yeah.
Totally just bullshit. But, I wonder what they're going to do. I really wonder what they're going to do with Amy and Rory. Are they going to let them bow out gracefully, or are they going to drive another sonic screwdriver to the heart?
I'm thinking the latter. And I don't know. We'll find out soon, though. Well, not soon. We'll find out in September or whenever they do that. I want to move on to some quick other British shows that some of which I've read or watched, rather, and some of which Oral's watched. Sherlock, have you seen the first series?
I haven't.
The first series is all up on Netflix. Definitely check it out. It's not like the new movie, but it's a modern update of Sherlock. Mm-hmm. If Sherlock was out in today's... I think I've talked about it in the show. The first episode dealt with Irene Adler.
Oh, cool.
And she is a dominatrix.
Ah, sweet.
In this incarnation. It is awesome. It is really, really good. Lots of Mycroft, played by Mark Gatiss.
Okay.
Co-creator of this show and also Doctor Who writer and Doctor Who villain.
Mm-hmm.
He played the old man, Lazarus Effect, the Lazarus guy. And he played Modok or something in the Marriage of River Song. The guy that worked for the Silence that showed him where the... Yeah, that guy. So he's great as Mycroft, and the new Sherlock is awesome. And there's Hounds of Baskervilles is out. This is over in England. It hasn't come out here yet, but it should be out like later this spring. So definitely PBS, keep your eyes open for it. Another show that's actually just come back, and I'm just starting on the first season, is Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey.
Not Downtown Abbey, no. Which is what I used to think it was.
Downton.
I'm an idiot. Downton Abbey.
Yeah. Downton Abbey, I've talked about it before, and I feel like I've never really given it justice, but I listen to, do you listen to the podcast Pop Culture Happy Hour?
I don't. You've mentioned it before.
Yeah, though. It's really good. I love the people on it. Two gays.
Ah.
Yes. Like, that's a quota.
For pop culture, it helps.
It's really well done. It's stodginess. It's... You know, pained looks.
Yes.
It's
upstairs,
all,
downstairs.
Yeah.
The it's, help.
It's very reminiscent of old school Hollywood, but not really.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about it. It's found its own niche. It's insanely popular.
Oh, yes.
Over there.
Huge.
And everyone kept telling me, even Lefty, shout out to Lefty, I'm not really feeling it. I'm just like, no, you don't understand. Like, it's good.
It is.
And what it does is phenomenal.
The music is actually what captured my attention, because I listened to that first opening thing they do when they're on the train and there's a telegraph coming. And music captured me. I'm enthralled by the music, but the acting is great. Maggie Smith's in it as a dowager. The guy from the Unfortunate Pirates episode, Hugh Bonneville, he's the main father, kind of stately head of the manor thing. I love the wife. She's fantastic.
She is fantastic.
She's like an American that's kind of become a, you know, part of the British society kind of thing.
Because she had money and love came later.
That's kind of a cool idea too. So it's great. The kids are interesting. There's a gay head of the, not head of the household. He's like the steward or I forgot what
like
he is.
He's like a second butler.
Yeah. So he's gay and there's this whole kind of like storyline with that.
You know, the one thing, it's a catch-22. I'm not to spoil it for you. He is very integral to some of the storylines.
Uh-huh.
The whole gay aspect doesn't really, because in the era it's set in, you don't really talk about it.
Yeah.
But the way they handle it is they make him such an outsider and a pariah. Everything he does is to better his lot in life, because he knows if things were to come out, he'd be screwed.
Oh yeah.
He wants that power that he knows he can't have because society has emasculated him.
Interesting. Well, I've seen the first episode of the first season. The second series is out now, so definitely check that out if you like British period stuff. Luther is another show, and again, we're kind of in between series. I know they're doing a series 3, I think. But series 2 had just come out like last year. I'm starting season 1 or series 1.
Mm.
It is like Criminal Intent, Law and Order Criminal Intent. It does both the cop side of things and the criminal side of thing. And
see, I watch Criminal Minds, and it scars me for life.
It's do they do that too? Is that where they show both?
They show both.
It's fucked up because, you know, it's British, so they don't have as many guns, although they do have a lot of guns. But it's a British procedural with kind of a superhero cop played by Idris
Elba,
who's fantastic, great, great actor.
He
really
was on The Wire.
Him. I need to go back and watch The Wire because of that. He is fantastic. He's got this like psychopath chick girl, not girlfriend. They're kind of enemies at first, but then they become kind of companion. Like she's like his helper kind of thing. Paul McGann from The Eighth Doctor. He's in there as the boyfriend of his Luther's ex-wife. So it's kind of a competition, sort of rival interest. But you know, the way the story progresses, he actually becomes an integral part of Luther's kind of network, so to speak. And Luther's one of these cops that does whatever he needs to do to solve the case, mm-hmm. and solve it in a way that, you know, really helps more people. But his means are questionable.
Yeah,
it's a whole, or his methods rather, or whatever. So it's really good.
Isn't he himself on the breaking point?
Oh yeah, he's just like the whole ex-wife thing is fucking with him. There's this criminal who he basically let die by not like saving him like from a fall, and well, he didn't let him die. He like went to a coma, and then he starts to wake up, and he's going to implicate Luther and, you know, ruin his career and all this stuff because they're investigating Luther about this. And then his like frenemy, the chick, you know, whatever, she basically goes and like offs him. I mean, it's fucked up. It's just lots of yelling, lots of drama, high intense energy, just fucked up drama.
Which is funny because you like Downton Abbey and you like Luthor, and they're complete opposites.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Complete opposites.
I think we're Anglophiles. We just like the British stuff. Another thing I want to mention real quick, and this again is not recent, but Stephen Fry recently in Sherlock, the movie, Sherlock Holmes, The Game of Shadows, as Mycroft. He is a, you know, fantastic documentarian, does a lot of hosting of different, like a British quiz show, I think, called QI. A couple other things he's done over the years. Fry and Laurie, Hugh Laurie, and he and they did a lot of stuff together. He has a show where he drives around America in a cab.
Yeah,
a British cab.
I've heard about it.
It's on Netflix.
I haven't gotten a chance to see it.
Netflix streaming, all the episodes that they did. I want to say he's doing another series coming up. Like, I mean, he's done a couple other things, but I think he's doing another America thing at some point. Anyway, phenomenal, great, so nice. I actually, strangely now, find him attractive, which is odd because that's not really my type, but just that intelligence, that sincere kind of look at American society from an outsider's perspective. Mm. It's brilliant. It's really good. And it's on, again, Netflix streaming. If you got Netflix and you're an Anglophile like Oral and I, check it out. It's really good. And, you know, what else? Are there any other British shows?
Maids, which neither of us
have
seen.
Yes, just came over here. I'd heard lots of good things off Bleeding Cool. It opened BBC America last night. We're recording on a Sunday. Definitely got to get caught up. And the Nerdist thing they're doing on BBC America, which is another great podcast. They've turned into a TV show.
I love Nerdist. They do specials.
They do specials, and they had one last night, and I missed it.
Yeah.
So I got to look for it.
What else? Misfits.
I didn't get into Misfits, but I know you said it's really good.
Series 1 and 2, phenomenal. Phenomenal. I'm a huge thing. I'm a huge sucker for character development. It's great. It all makes sense. Series 3, while I don't think was as strong, was more of like a housekeeping.
Oh, really?
Sort of thing. Huh. They closed up some storylines. They started new storylines. The thing I like about Misfits is that they're not afraid to kill people off. They're not afraid to write off their favorite characters.
That's cool.
And they rest on their writing ability as opposed to fan, like, adoration.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to check that out, too. And if you have any British shows you want to recommend, just let us know.
Please do. I need more.
FlameOnShow.com, and we'll talk about them. So, all right. So, it is a new year.
So far,
not terrible. Not the worst year I've ever seen. We have resolutions. Nerdy ones, specifically. Because we all have our own, let's get better in shape. Let's, you know, go out to dinner less. Let's whatever. But what I want to know are what are our nerdy resolutions. And I'll start with mine. Because I think there's still a couple formulating in our heads. I want to watch more independent movies. And I want to read more independent comics. I feel like, because I used to be kind of the snobby side, like, oh, only independent movies are worth my time, bullshit, whatever. I want to get a little bit back to that. Not to the exclusion of the mass market stuff, but just to include more stuff I wouldn't, like Melancholia is a great example. I wanted to see that. I never made a priority of seeing it. So that's my resolution, is to get back to independent books and music too, but, you know, that's whatever.
Right.
I'm already kind of more into that. So, who wants to go next?
I will.
Yay.
Oh, yay.
My resolution will be to actually, you know, produce, you know, either like a comic or a graphic novel sometime this year.
That works.
Wow. Nice. Because,
that is a big resolution. Three cheers for Jared.
Yep. Thank you. Prism Comics does an annual
submission drive.
It's not a submission drive. It's No, what they do is that
circle jerk.
It's a contest to
Craigslist posting.
Try to get more gay oriented comic books out.
Craigslist posting.
They'll pay for the publishing costs and all that.
Oh, okay. Wow. Oh. Yeah.
Now, I know you know some of the people who work in that.
I kind of do.
Yeah, so you think that's feasible? You think
it's possible, yeah.
I mean, you'll definitely submit something. Yeah. So that's good. Yeah. Do you know if they get a lot of submissions or anything?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'd like to get some of those guys on at some point in the new year. So that's another nerdy resolution for us as a show. I want to get George Takei, because I think that'd be awesome to land that interview. And I want to get some more like people in the gay comics. I believe Dale Lazaroff will be joining us in a future installment. Yeah. Our friend,
Paul Charles.
Yeah. See, maybe.
The gay comic geek.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's huge news. I forgot.
Well, thank you, Q.
Is he coming to MegaCon?
He will be at MegaCon. Okay. And he will also be a guest on our next show.
Okay, cool. No, I know. And that's, we're interested. I want to know if he's going to be in person or Skyped. Probably Skyped, I'm guessing.
He lives in South Florida, so he will be Skyping in.
All right. Eric?
I don't have any. I have none.
That's fine.
You can get married. Oh,
dead air.
You can work out.
Married.
Oh, wait.
I work out.
No, nerdy resolutions. Nerdy things. We'll come back to you.
Yeah, come
question.
Back to me.
I want to write a comic book too.
Okay.
And he wants to draw one, I want to write one. I want to get a job in like the industry of comic books somewhere, whether it's like media, like covering comic books, or like a publisher or something like that.
Yeah,
that's my big goal. All
right, Oral.
Do more nerd boys.
No.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, but that's not my nerdy resolution. Mm. My nerdy
over 21.
I didn't know that about you.
Wait a minute,
robber.
No,
I was going to say.
No. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an inside joke that I will be beating my best gal friend down for. No, it's twofold. One, I want to listen to more indie music because I sometimes fall into that habit of these are the things I like. I'll listen to them over and over again. Stuff that sounds like what I like, it's incorporated, but nothing new.
Yeah.
And I want to read more in the store because I've read a lot of comics in the store.
Yeah.
But there are some things that, that's really great, and I just pass it by. I know
more
about
the
it.
Indie stuff
I
can, or yeah, anything I can, in general?
Okay. Or, everything in general. Right. I can pitch it really well.
Right. So you'll be able to sell OMAC so it won't get canceled again. Because they'll bring it back.
Oh, it's gone. It's dead.
I can work magic. I can't work
magic. That's when you talk about comics.
Yeah, we're gonna talk all about that DC cancellation crap here in a minute. But... Eric, do you think of anything?
I don't really know. No.
No.
I don't have any nerd ones. I'm as nerdy as they come. I work in a comic book store.
You know what? I actually know your resolution.
What's my resolution?
It's trying new like recipes and stuff like that because, you're at home. You're eating better than you ever have before. You're always trying to,
But I do. I do that. It's what I'd like to do, actually, is I like to do things out of my comfort factor as far as I'm very uncomfortable with computer games. I like PS3 console game, but computer games.
You and I need to
I've never
then.
Played a tabletop game like D&D or HeroClix.
Let's just do this here. Okay, I'll get you guys to play Dungeons & Dragons and I'll be your DM.
Ooh, master. So,
what do I wear? A thong?
Actually,
leather?
And I have one more to add. I want to play Settlers of Catan. Or Catan.
Oh,
I've never played it?
I have. We need to do that. Definitely can make that happen. And there's a new game you haven't played this either called Power Grid. It is like Settlers meets Al Gore's crazy, like not crazy, but environmental kind of awareness thing.
Uh-huh.
It's awesome. I'm not doing it good justice. It's a lot of fun. So
no, that's awesome. Oh, while we're talking about games, Puzzle Strike. I just played that.
Uh-oh.
You ever heard of it?
Uh-oh.
It's based off a Puzzle Fighter.
Yeah. Oh.
So cold.
Wait a minute.
Oh God.
I don't understand.
I love Puzzle Fighter.
I gave it up so long ago.
You played Puzzle Strike?
No, I haven't played.
Puzzle Fighter.
Yeah. I can't.
Puzzle Fighter.
I didn't know that.
I can't go back.
What do you mean?
It's a board game like based off. It's like what a deck building game is. Dominion.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. It's like that, but Puzzle Strike. It's so good.
I want to get back to Puzzle Fighter.
No.
We need to play.
No. We can talk about this later.
We need to play.
No.
That was my game back in the day. Anyway.
Look, he's scratching his head. He's like crack at us.
Seriously. I don't know if you know this about me, Joe Rogan. I play Puzzle Fighter. So, gay news. Orlando gay news. Has now a gay domestic partner. Well, actually, no, not just gay. A domestic partner registered.
Yeah, I actually have to. I'm going to be registering, I think, next Monday.
Well, this is interesting because Orlando.
But I'm sorry, it reminds me of the Mutant Registration Act. Just FYI, I am uncomfortable with this. I don't like the fact that all of Orlando is going to know I'm a gay man kind of thing.
No, no.
It's like documented for the government.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
The thing is, if you're in the city of Orlando, you get domestic partner benefits through like hospitals. So you get visitation rights, your education. If you have a child, you can both play a part in the child. So it's really great for that. Problem is you have to live in Orange County or Orlando.
Yeah,
city limits. It's just for Orlando.
So what is interesting now, and this is happening all over the country, or Orange County is moving forward with it. And so they're going to recognize it. Now, my question for you is, are you in Orange County?
Yes.
Okay. So you're not in Osceola.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I'm in Orange County.
So when Orange County goes through with it, Patrick and I are going to go down and do it, but we're waiting to get that, because otherwise it's kind of like, what's the point?
Well, I'm just, okay.
Other than for the, like you guys, you know, getting married.
Now, is it more of, because I kind of like listening to the drips and drabs, and is it more for the fact of the families that get involved? So say something happens to me, are they worried that like, my mother will be like, he's not family?
Yes.
Yeah.
They would have the right?
That's pretty
Now, for a lot of us, and for me and for you, that's not an issue. Really.
But there are, and I've heard of, and I know there is
and
people.
And stranger things have happened, you always want to plan ahead. So, yes, it's a great thing. And it's not marriage equality, but let's get that out of the way. It's not equality.
Yeah, it's not recognized as a gay marriage.
But it's a step in the right direction.
But you know who's moving in the right direction? Washington State.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. The governor came
out. Other two people that live there. Yeah. The lesbian and the gay man.
For the last place I'll ever live.
No. I want to live in Portland, though.
That's
I heard that. Isn't that we saw? I don't know if I saw it on our doc, but I saw like the gay top cities and Portland, Oregon.
Oh, I'm like, sure. Do you watch Portlandia?
Yeah, I've
that
seen
is some be, funny yeah. shit.
Portland
oh my god,
is really
best
great.
Sketch show I've seen in years. Portlandia, it's great.
But yeah, they're moving towards marriage equality. So yay, Washington.
I want to talk about some Santorum.
I want to know about this. So I'm curious.
Santorum is an issue that affects. Gays,
every gay man
everywhere, sometimes straight couples
who barebacks.
What do we know?
Okay,
how bad is this?
It's pretty bad. It's less disgusting. Well, no,
it's not that bad. It's not that bad.
Okay, so here's a long story short. Santorum, the actual man, is running for the president.
Correct.
He's done really well lately in Iowa. I think he's going to do well in South Carolina because he's gotten all the conservative Christian nomination.
Yeah,
or,
and he
you know,
didn't
whatever,
do too bad in New Hampshire either.
Okay, so. Long time ago, he was famous for saying that the gay stuff was a slippery slope, and if you open up the rights for gays, soon you're going to have to open up rights for men sleeping with their horses, and it goes downhill. So he was famous for that.
He's abhorrent.
Dan Savage came out and said, really, you think that, huh? And decided to make it a personal cause to make his name synonymous with a disgusting gay sexual artifact.
Oh god!
And that is the lube and seminal fluid combination that
well,
will
I thought
come
there was
out.
Species
it's,
in that
yeah,
too.
It's lube and fecal matter.
Anything that comes out of an ass once you fucked it and had bareback sex. So exactly. So that is now. If you Google Santorum,
it's
that's
number
what comes
one.
Up.
It is. Is it number one?
It's number one.
We'll
it's
have
like
to try.
Right there.
So it's funny now that he's actually getting more popularity in all this, and so this other you know word, this other issue is kind
someone,
of rising with it.
Someone Googles him,
frothing
like,
up with it, if you
yeah.
will. Soon to erupt from the orifice that is the
Santorum everywhere.
So now when
oh the humanity.
So now when I'm on the toilet after.
Oh God!
Look, I did a Santorum.
Moving on.
That was your gross out gay moment of the week.
That wasn't too bad.
I want to put a shout out because there's this really new cool bear site called bearunderground.net. And for those of you bears out there,
are people still using .nets?
I guess. Well, Bear 411, I think, is a .net. So that's the big bear site, Bear 411. Fucking disaster of a site. One guy runs it. If he doesn't like you, he doesn't approve your membership. It's just bullshit. So Bear Underground started by some guys out of Colorado. They're on Google Plus. That's how I found out about it. What was fascinating is I was signing up for a profile today with Jared, and we went through the list of the types of bears you can be. And here is the list. I didn't know some of these. We have cub, bear, chaser. Okay, no big deal. Pup, otter, slave.
What's pup?
A pup, I think, is a young, but younger than a cub, right?
Oh, so it's like a twink in my vision.
They're kind of like chasers, really.
Well,
but
yeah, they're more chasers, and they're kind of like
subservient.
Oh, yeah,
oh, have
exactly.
we been on the site, Oral?
No,
oh, uh-huh.
I'm just hip and with it.
Oral's
remember?
Uh-huh.
Yes,
uh-huh.
Yes. Right.
Do you have hip the doggy thing? It. You have the doggy mask?
Hell to the no.
So, master, of course, daddy, boy, that makes sense. Chub, which I guess is just kind of one that just is, they're just a little fat, but they don't want to call themselves a bear. Couple, that's odd. I guess you can sign up for couples accounts. Pig.
That would be me.
Jared, did you know what a pig was?
I did not know what a pig did, was.
Eric, what's a pig? Tell us about a pig.
I don't
is.
Know what a pig is.
When you look what? In the mirror, you must know.
I don't know what a pig
I
is.
Think Q and Oral know what pigs are. Shall we explain that to the audience? See if they
I
don't
think,
know.
I think you shall.
Yeah, oh, I'm doing it.
So, I concur with Oral.
A pig is someone who's really into bodily fluids.
Oh.
Whether that be, well, pick your bodily fluid. They're into getting.
Oh, the
it
one
on
like
them.
I never understood.
Maybe
like the porn I was watching, and it was like hottest guys.
Yes,
and some of them. Let me tell you, there was this one hot guy okay. that he's peeing on the guy. I'm like, you know what? If he had to pee on me, I think I'd be okay with this. Yeah.
They just love it. It's just yeah.
But I don't get it. I don't get it. But okay,
it's
disgusting.
For the people who
yes.
take pleasure in being like really like
messy,
gross and raunchy
messy.
And messy
piggy. You know, get it? We got bear, a muscle bear, and a muscle pig. So, yeah.
Oh, that's like the porn.
Okay. Exactly.
Where you can pee on him, but he might punch you afterwards.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that could be hot, too.
So,
oh, I have to join this site. Excuse me.
You could. You could be a muscle bear.
I'm going to do it right now.
It's called bearunderground.net, and I'm going to try to send them a thing and say, hey, we gave you a shout-out, so they can maybe
send us
shout
stuff.
Us
well,
out. I don't know.
Maybe we should be specific about what they send us. Never
They can send me whatever.
Oh, yeah, we all know.
No.
Let's move on.
All right, so that's our gay news. Yeah, gay news. We did the resolutions. MegaCon. Let's talk about MegaCon.
MegaCon's
so
next month.
It is
MegaCon,
February.
MegaCon.
The weekend 17th. After Valentine's.
It's February. Yeah, it's February 17th, 18th, 19th.
And we will all be there in some capacity, whether or not it would be Jared sitting in Artist Alley selling his wares.
Yep. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
We, I believe, we'll have shirts on identifying us. That's the goal.
Really?
I'm trying to work towards.
Oh, sweet.
So you can find us looking on the floor if you're going to be there. And we are a part of a panel on Sunday.
Excuse me. I hate to break it. What's the password so I can access your Wi-Fi? I want to join.
You want me to tell you on their podcast?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Or you could just hand it over to him.
Yes. All right. So
we're doing a show here.
Yeah. I'm so curious.
The Sunday, deal is, there's a panel.
And it is done by our sister show, so to speak, or our
the
big brother
show.
The Nerdy Show. And it will be about something. I don't know yet what, but we will all be there at least we'll be represented there, I should say. Whether or not we're on the panel itself or
and
we're
it's
in the
Brian
audience.
Brian Clevenger. It's going to definitely be on that panel.
That will be one of the big draws.
So what's the panel? Like,
we don't know yet.
Oh.
They haven't said like what the theme is. But Sunday, if you don't otherwise want to go, go on a Sunday. It's usually cheaper. You get better deals. And
the thing is, when it comes to going on the last day of MegaCon, MegaCon's a 3-day event, everything's been picked through.
Right.
I mean, granted, there's still a
yeah.
lot
this
of
is like the bargain people
buy.
Go.
Yeah. I mean, but, I usually like going on Saturdays because that's when you get the most
everything.
Like mix of everything, the panels, the costumes. It's great.
It's also the busiest day to go on Saturday.
It is.
Saturday is
it
definitely
is.
Yeah. And there's a lot of cool people coming. I was really shocked. So we're gonna be around. So come look for us. We're not gonna have a booth or anything expensive. We're cheap. So if there is any kind of Nerdy Show presence, so look for us and we'll be there.
I know.
At least
Eric and I
will be
working.
There Sunday.
So, well,
Saturday night.
Well,
we can't say where we're gonna be, but
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That was fun.
I'm gonna be there too. Damn it, this year because I missed out last year.
Yeah,
so it's
but,
a lot of fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are perks to working at a comic book store.
Yes, it is.
And one of them comes once a year. It's like gay Christmas, gay nerdy Christmas.
Gay
just
nerdy,
nerdy
Christmas.
Christmas.
So let's do some questions. We got some dating
questions.
Okay. Actually, you see that second one?
Yes.
Oral? I would like you to read that.
Okay. So, so I have a question. So I have a relationship question. Let's say you're interested in this guy, but he's a huge dork, and he's not interested in you because you have no idea. He has no idea you're a nerd, because I'm still a closeted dork. LOL. person who sent in the question. Mm-hmm.
Do we want to put his name?
That's not really a question, though. It's just a statement.
Well,
you know, how do you approach that situation, I think?
Okay. I mean, it's right there. I mean, your closeted door, you could open up to him.
Yeah, if that person's a dork.
Or go on some common ground.
That makes it okay if that person's a dork and you tell them that you're a dork, too. That's like, dorks love to hear that.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, no, not that you're a dork. Like, whatever the kind of, maybe Doctor Who, maybe, whatever he...
Try to, you know, throw out some bait out there. It's like, oh, I like video games. Oh, what kind of video games do you like? Oh, you like Marvel vs. Capcom? I like Marvel Comics, blah, 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 blah. It's a gateway thing.
Mm.
But, you know, here's the thing. I mean, the biggest issue...
Oh, yeah, see, you're going to give relationship advice. Really? Really?
I want to hear this.
This ought to be good.
You know
yes,
what?
Go ahead. Come on. I'm waiting.
I love you, but I will drag you, your family...
Wow, we haven't had one of these in a while.
...and your dogs through the mud. Remember, I may not have seen you kill those people, but I know where the bodies are buried. Thank you. I mean, the biggest issue that you have to come out for is being gay. The secondary is being a huge dork yourself. I mean, if you are interested in what this guy is interested in, then go for it. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, nerd is the new black.
Exactly.
And,
gay,
you know,
is the new black.
Well, it sounds like more...
Okay, nerd's the new pink.
Nerd is the new gay.
It sounds more
gay
like...
Gay is a new nerd.
It sounds like more that they don't want to come out as a dork. They don't want anybody to know that they're a dork.
But, you know, like, you've overcome so many other big issues. I mean, for me, it seems so trivial. Like, I wear nerdy shirts all the time. Like, I love my belt buckles. I was like, oh, I can't go out tonight because, you know, my DVR is not working quite right, and I can't miss the new, like, Young Justice or something like that.
Right.
Like, or actually, I could just watch it online. Why didn't I just go out with him? Anyway. but, like...
You didn't feel the spark.
That's so minor. Like, you've overcome so many other things. No one's going to care. Everybody loves something nerdy or dorky, and if you tell me to wrap it up one more time...
We need the Oscars music.
Yeah.
Swelling as people
are. Are we all agreeing with me?
I think
you
so.
You don't all have to chime in.
No, we.
I
think we are all nodding our heads saying yes. You're absolutely right.
Yes.
Open that
like...
hole to anything nerdy. Just
open
relax and let it in. So,
okay,
the next one is fascinating to me.
Another question. It says, I'm really hairy, but I not consider myself a bear. Although I guess I would be more of an otter because I'm slimmer. I constantly shave my chest area and legs, but it is a time consuming ordeal, and I don't like doing it. I feel like I have to be a smooth twink for guys to like me. What do I do? Signed, Harry.
So, I thought it was interesting that he put a comma after chest, and so area, is that like area?
You mean their crotchal region. Yes.
Because there is certainly a good thing about shaving some things. Like, a bear does not have to be hairy all over. First of all, bear doesn't have to be hairy. You can be a hairless bear.
Oh, really?
I don't know what it's called, but you can be a hairless bear.
What are those cats called that have no hair?
Oh, God.
A sphinx.
A sphinx?
It's a sphinx.
Okay. That could be cool. But, so, you know, don't feel like you have to fit in. But what I'm more concerned about is that you have to shave all the time. Because I did the same thing when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
I shaved the chest, I shaved the area, I shaved my legs once, which actually felt really cool.
It does.
It feels
fantastic.
Ooh. But the more I've grown up and the older I've gotten, it's like, fuck that. I don't care if I am that hairy. If you don't like this, then you don't like it. It's fine. I don't have to become this freaky, weird, prickly guy.
But you're married, too.
Well, that's true.
That's the thing, because I'm the same way.
It's the same principle,
Brian,
though.
It suits you. I think we're all, like, we all have various, like, manscaping, grooming technique.
Well, grooming is different. Like, you can trim. You can trim.
Like,
I used
to groom, like, once a week. I used to shave everything. But now I go months.
Yeah.
And then I'll do it. And then I'll go months. And, you know?
Yeah. You know, with me, it's really weird. My back isn't hairy at all, but, like, right at the base of my neck.
I get the same thing.
Yeah.
Same
and it's
thing.
So weird.
So
I think it's...
jealous of you guys.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
Are you a hair shirt?
Yeah.
Nice.
Really?
Nice.
You want to see?
I have a good friend in D.C. who's the same way.
But you know what? Like,
hair shirt? I dated a hair shirt. Oh,
yeah.
It's just
he might even listen. We'll see.
But, like, you know, I shave that and I, like, groom the rest. But, I mean, hair's coming back.
Oh,
it
yeah.
It ebbs and flows.
Sure.
I mean, it just has to look good on you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like the beard.
I mean, and it can't be like too much either.
Oh,
I
yes. I feel like you don't want the afro.
It's like, imagine never getting a haircut. Like, you would always have to like trim up your hair like, on the top of your head. But then it goes for your body hair too. You can have it, but make sure it looks, you know.
But I don't like the guy who's trim, but they keep the trail and they try to trim and make the trail that goes down the stomach, the navel and everything. I'm like, no, that's
You know what's really
fake.
Funny? One of my good friends is getting married. They shall remain nameless, just in case they're ever listening. And all of his ex-girlfriends and his current fiance, just know, he's just a hairy guy. Looks like a blonde wolf. And I always do this one motion, because they've all told me the same thing, and it's like...
I know that motion. I know that motion.
Off your tongue.
But that's like every time, though.
It's like licking a cat.
Yeah.
Oh... Yeah. That is the thing. So you don't want to have buckwheat in the leg lock. you want to be trimmed down
there.
That's
trimming.
I was going to say, is that racist? I don't think so. Oh, maybe.
Keep it clean and neat, you know, but you don't have to go to an extreme and shave everything.
Is it weird if I shave my nipples?
Yes.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. No, it's not. I take that back.
The rest of you is hairy.
Okay. If you're like a friend of mine from college, the only hair he had on his body was around his nipples.
Was his nipple.
That's weird.
That's creepy.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
I just don't
you
like it
You should be ashamed
there.
Of yourself. You're an aberration of nature. You need to fix it.
I don't care about... Oh, and like you said, the top of like the back sort of thing. Uh-huh. I don't like that. Otherwise, like, whatever. You know? So...
Be proud.
Be whatever you want to be.
Whatever you feel comfortable.
Ultimately, don't do it for your other, acceptance.
Oh, because we don't judge in this world.
No, that's right. No, if you like it that way, do it. That's what I say. All right.
Nice.
Is that time in the show where our friend Jared departs us to go
summon demons and consult the stars?
Is that what they call it these days?
Yes.
All right. Well,
family.
You have fun with that. And we're going to dig into some comics before Eric also turns into a pumpkin. Real quick, we're going to burn through this shit. Marvel, and I missed it, is offering $5 off. They offered $5 off comics if you bought on the store, the Comixology Marvel app.
You buy online, you got a $5 coupon to buy in your store.
Did anybody
Nobody redeemed.
It yet? Does anybody have the coupon yet?
Somebody mentioned it to me that they were trying to get it, and they couldn't. They couldn't get it. It's, I don't know. Something happened.
So that's interesting, and I'm curious to see how that works out. I mean, basically, with Marvel Comics being what they're priced at, you get maybe one and a half books with $5. So
That's that Wolverine special.
Or yes, you can just get the Wolverine 300.
Yeah, please buy Wolverine 300.
What it really was an initiative to try and get people who are buying digital to go into their store.
Sure.
Do you think that was a good attempt at Marvel? A bad attempt at Marvel? You think, like, is that really going to do anything?
I think they tried, at least.
I think they tried. But I don't think it did anything.
They didn't really put the word out.
Well, and it hasn't played out yet, because they got to send the coupons out, or unless they're an email sort of thing. I don't know if they print them or what, but it might take a little while before it trickles to the stores. But
we'll see.
Image. I don't know anything about this, but Fatale?
It was fantastic.
What is it?
I loved it. It was a crime noir, but it had, and I'm not big into, it's Ed Brubaker.
Okay, Brubaker. Oh, yeah.
And I'm not big into like the criminal and the noir stuff. But it was this woman who started, basically any man that comes in contact with her gets screwed. And she like talks about that she's been around for hundreds of years, and it's a whole supernatural demon twist. I don't know where they're going to go with it.
Is that in the first one?
In the first one. It shows the whole guy thing.
Did I finish it?
The whole, in the during, it shows her that she's been around for so long with all these different guys. And then at the end, it shows this demon that has a connection to her. So I don't know exactly what's going on, but it was... I don't like that kind of stuff, but I got into it.
I would have
so
read
I'm
it
curious.
Had we had a
had
copy
we had
left.
It tomorrow. We'll have him on Tuesday.
Cool.
More on Tuesday. Hmm. So it was interesting, and I'm not that into his criminal and stuff, but I'll try the second one.
I actually just started reading Criminal. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
About the good coward guy.
Ooh.
There's one called Criminal.
It. Yeah.
And it's about a coward.
Okay.
I think.
He has a couple different ones, so I haven't read any of them.
I heard Incognito was good.
And
it's superhero, but it's underlining. That's what I don't know. I haven't read it.
Yeah, Brubaker, the only stuff I've read of his is his Captain America, which lately has been very not my thing. So it's on the
Well,
edge.
I wasn't
it's on the...
super impressed with his X-Men run.
Oh, yeah, and I read his X-Men run, too. Yeah, that was okay. So.
Oh, wait, let me pitch something.
Please.
For Homos for Heroes, the gay comic book club.
Yes.
Monthly book club.
That will come back any day now. When is
at
that
a comic shop. We're meeting on this next Thursday.
Which is the... Probably this won't be out by then.
Yeah, this won't be out.
It'll be this.
Right.
It'll
last
be the
Thursday.
Yeah, last Thursday.
Whatever.
We met last Thursday.
Yeah, and reading Powers, which is going to be a TV show. Yeah. Powers by Brian Michael Bendis.
In fact, I just listened to the Word Balloon. They had a Christmas and a New Year's Word Balloon episode with John Suntress, and they had Bendis on, and he talked about having to do some reshoots in January. And
so it's actually going to happen.
Well, here's what he said. They said the FX president, whoever he is, I forgot the guy's name, he is really excited about Powers. So I think it's going to happen. And FX is interesting. Unlike other networks where they get a pilot and then they say yay or nay, FX actually says, okay, we like this idea, but we don't like this, that, and the other. So they give them like notes and they have them go back and redo it. So they give them like a second chance kind of. And so Powers, the notes were minimal. Everybody loved it, but they want to go back and do just a couple tweaks. And then I think maybe that means it could go without as soon as like next fall. It or maybe spring 2013 or something.
It's a possibility.
But Bendis is thrilled with it. He loves it. He says even if it doesn't go anywhere, he feels like it's like his little lock and key pilot. You know, even if nothing else comes of it,
that's
he loves it.
That you want it to yeah.
Well, he doesn't want it to be like that, but he's like, you know, I've had such he's had just such a good experience because he's like an executive producer and all this stuff. So,
cool. Very keep cool. going.
So, Storm. I don't know about this. What's the new Stormwatch?
Oh.
Apollo.
Oh.
Apollo and Midnighter.
Apollo and Midnight.
Is this just from the recent episode?
The recent issue. They at the end, you know, Midnight is like, you know, we're just alike, and it was completely gay.
Yes.
He was hitting on Apollo, and Apollo's like, well, I didn't know anybody knew. I didn't know anybody else was like me.
I wasn't really hiding it from someone.
Yep.
But, you know, he's and Midnighter goes, just everyone.
Yeah.
And it's funny because, like, if you're able to read into things, you obviously know that at this point, this is gay.
Yeah.
Or gay-oriented. But as a gay man, you've been picking up the cues from the get-go.
Oh.
But this episode, it made you feel like you were watching Dante's Cove.
Wait a minute. Is that a good thing, though?
Well, no. Just blatantly gay. Yeah, like, you can see that.
Slapping your forehead with your penis.
Yeah.
That's how gay it was.
And that chin spike did many things.
Yeah, and you just remember, and it's really well written because you remember having that conversation for the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
You remember thinking, I don't know about this guy. I kind of like him. I was really impressed.
Paul Cornell is a great writer. And I am really sad that he's leaving the book after, I think, this next issue. Or maybe he's done. I don't know.
It's six. Aren't they doing a shuffle at six?
That could be.
Right? They do a first story arc, and then they did a shuffle.
So I'm sad, but Levitz is taken up. I may stick around. I don't like Levitz normally, so we'll see. Age of Apocalypse, Avengers, there's so much X-book stuff in Marvel. What the heck? We have the AVX. Have we even talked about AVX? I think we may have mentioned
it
briefly.
So, very briefly because it's just building. It just started with X Sanction, so nothing.
We know it might be about Hope.
Well, I think it's the Hope for the X-Men started with the Phoenix, and I think it's the Scarlet Witch with the Avengers. The X-Men want redemption for her, and then the Avengers want the Phoenix stopped. So I think that's going to start the whole
battle.
That's
interesting.
I think I don't know what Scarlet Witch has to do with it, but I think it's the Avengers and the Phoenix is back, and Avengers and X-Men both want Hope.
Yeah.
Because she's going to be the new Phoenix.
Which is the
That's
whole event, Cable stuff
true.
Going on right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, Cable has to protect her because the Avengers kill her in the future.
He's trying to kill all the Avengers in 24 hours in this X-Sanction story.
What, did you read the second one?
Yeah. Oh.
X-Sanction is not great.
He was the Terminator by the end of that one.
I mean, if Cable's a match for half of the Avengers already, and we haven't even seen this, the second half of X-Sanction, then what's this whole X-Men versus Avengers thing gonna be if one X-Men can take down the Avengers?
But he's using future stuff.
So?
That's not
so.
Well, I'm grasping.
They're gonna set up rules like you can't go into the future and fuck around.
Okay,
with
Okay, give me the box. You give me the box.
Okay, now go. Now they have put out teaser images of different people pairing off and fighting. So they're actually gonna have a whole series
versus Spider-Man.
Well, I saw
which is kind of cool.
Secret Avengers versus Uncanny X-Force.
Oh, I didn't see that. That's so cool.
That's going to be really good.
Is Remender writing? He's writing both of those.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
That's
he's just
awesome.
Sit back and have fun.
That's awesome.
I don't know.
Cyclops versus Hawkeye.
Are they going to be right in their books, regular books, or are these going to be off?
What I read, they're doing a whole series. It's just them fighting.
Yeah, it's like a fight book for those who just want to see fights from first page to last.
Which is kind of a classic trope, you know.
Yeah, but
then we're going to get – it's going to be like in the middle of the story. Then there'll be like this big fight. But they'll be like, to see the rest of this fight, go to the fight book.
All right, but did you see the – there was like an image comics. Of Storm creating all this like lightning stuff and Thor with his hammer back?
So Thor,
so
is,
Thor
back.
Is obviously back.
Well, yeah. Have you been reading the Mighty Thor? Is anyone
no.
else reading?
Yeah, I am. No, it's
like breaking out.
It's really
of,
good
hell,
too. I just it's no other book is addressing it. Like the Thor Thor clone shows up in Mighty or New Avengers this week.
Yeah,
this past week, oh, and it's like, but you guys or don't know Ragnarok. About Thor. You know about Tantarus. Yeah, Ragnarok. What do they call him? So anyway, that's all weird.
But you know,
oh, that's right. Tantarus is the god of thunder, right?
Yeah, another god of thunder.
Remember,
right?
But you know, it's funny because. I can see the pattern in all of these X-Men books. I can see the pattern in Young Avengers Children's Crusade, which has been really good. But
and all I see in all the other books is just three Captain America this month.
Yeah.
Three Captain America books. Because everything looks like it has to be on that same playing field mm-hmm. when this hits.
I did read something interesting, or listen rather, to Bendis talk about the series. And the way he's approaching the writing is he's doing an issue, and then like Hickman's doing an issue, and Jason Aaron's doing an issue or a couple issues. So they're spreading out. I think 12.
Wow.
So they're all
well
and they're pairing with
is
different
artists. Is it weekly
artists.
Or monthly? Or
it's I think it's monthly, or maybe it's biweekly. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't think
it
for a whole
to be
year.
Bi-weekly.
I don't know. It might be like Children's Crusade, and it takes forever. But
oh. You know what you mean when the moon is in the seventh house and
yes.
Jupiter is aligned with Mars and you kill 27 Aztecian virgins?
Here's issue three!
Like Justice League.
No.
Ooh. So, yeah. But yeah, he said that he is really trying to not do the same thing like they've done. And so there's like an event formula. He's saying every time we hit that, we want to do this, that we do something else. So that'll be interesting, even okay. if it doesn't work. So
we'll see.
I hope. We need a good event for Marvel.
We
it's
do.
Been years yeah. and years.
I mean, they had the underlining ones that they didn't promote. You know, Fear Itself, but they had Schism.
Spider Island
on.
Is an
Spider
event.
Spider Island was
yeah.
fun.
But, you know.
Spider Island and Schism were good. Yeah,
I like the sub.
But
I like
we
the sub events. Small events. We don't
yeah.
need huge sweeping. And this probably, it'll spill out into some of the books, but it won't spill out into the whole universe. So.
Well, a lot of people think the Avengers are going to take this more so because of the movie.
Possibly.
Yeah, they needed an event starring the Avengers, mm-hmm. so what better?
And bringing the X-Men people over more to the Avengers
side. And that's good. Because
they just put Storm on the Avengers. Did
yes.
you notice that?
Yes, Storm. So, there's an Avenger, X-Men on every Avenger team.
I have a question. So, and Eric, you're better at answering this than I. I know that Scarlet Witch has always been like affiliated with the Avengers. She was in Avengers,
yes.
West Coast Avengers,
yes.
blah, blah, blah. But has she ever really been a part of the X-Men?
No.
I didn't think so. Brotherhood.
No, she was
yeah.
with the Brotherhood,
yeah.
and her and Jean were friends.
Yeah.
You know, but they
had, like,
never...
ladies' nights, they went
yeah,
out.
Yeah, stuff like that, but yeah. they never. She never became an X-Men. She went right into the Avengers after
See,
she became
I'm,
good.
I'm wondering if that's going to be an end result.
That she would join the X-Men.
For her
that
redemption.
Would be cool next to her father.
Yeah.
To be with her dad.
And Quicksilver and all that.
Yeah, well, you bet they'll want her dad, because he already showed up during Avengers Children's Crusade
yeah.
Nito and was like, no, it's my daughter. She's come with me.
Yeah.
They already actually had a spat over her, didn't they? They all
they're
fought.
Arguing and about it, and they're fighting, and then now I guess it's Doom now they have to fight.
Yeah. So,
well, that's in Children's Crusade, but I'm talking about this event. They already had a giant battle, like huge splash page.
Over Scarlet
and
Witch,
Scarlet yeah. Witch was like, no, stop, stop, stop. And she like stopped all of them and,
yeah.
and
yeah.
left.
That was really cool. And other side note, it's a book that I don't know if, I think you're reading it.
What?
Are you reading FF and are you reading Fantastic Four?
Yes.
I'm reading Fantastic yeah. Four.
You know, I like
FF's
it
awesome.
Because I'm able to keep up. But if you're not reading one book, you're missing out. Like,
yeah.
Do you get that? Like,
it's,
I feel like
yeah. there's parallel stories,
on, yeah.
and they're going to eventually converge.
Well, yeah, they. I was looking.
The kids are off with Doom
and
the other.
FF.
Right, it looks
and,
like
okay.
they're building and they're going to cross over,
yeah.
and that's when FF is going to be
the
kids
art,
and
the
Fantastic
art
Four,
in FF is also really good. It's very different kind of stylized.
It is.
I like it.
I don't like the way Valeria looks.
Oh, yeah.
The way she looks at you with that kind of like oval face irks me out like none other.
I don't like the demon dragon guy. He looks very different from his other appearance.
Oh, the robot that's
is that what
good?
He is?
Dragon?
Dragon Man.
Dragon Man.
Is that what he is?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, he looks really weird. But
like for me, they're both really good books.
Yeah.
I feel like they can't stand alone, though. Like
right.
I know they're
Fantastic
I know
Four, and it's fantastic.
Well, originally,
oh, that was horrible.
That
was just terrible.
Hickman originally was going to do the whole thing in one book, an alternate or do some kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Like that. But they realized that, you know, we had this FF thing, and then let's keep it running, and then we'll have the Fantastic Four come back, and you know, do that. So it kind of yeah. makes sense.
Well, I mean,
they're just double shipping, basically.
Exactly. Fantastic Four, I feel like, could be by itself. FF is it's the ragtags
yeah.
and
I have a question.
It's the B story.
I have a question. Yeah. Is there going to be any ramifications that Franklin can bring back Ben Grimm from the dead but did nothing to save Uncle Johnny?
Well, maybe,
is there anything going to happen? They're going to touch on that at all? Because that was pretty, like,
that's messed up.
Oh, mommy doesn't know I could do that. I'm like, oh, my God, but really? You know,
he didn't see him die.
I guess he has a favorite
he
uncle.
He knew he was done. He saved the kids. He sacrificed himself for everybody.
But he had to,
but he had that kind of power. Yeah, he couldn't pull him out.
Here's what I would say, and this would be a total dick move, because with Franklin, they can do anything. He's just like, insert here.
Yeah, exactly.
And did it. They might do, like, he didn't know he was, like, he knew he wasn't dead, because he's died, but he was in the...
But he was dead. He was dead over and over. He was killed so many times.
Well, yeah, but it was for a purpose. Maybe it's one of those...
Well, Franklin is also a kid, so he's kind of immature about that stuff. Yeah. He doesn't know, like, how to use his powers, let's say.
Whatever.
And whatever. Yourself, he saved Bing, Uncle Ben. Bing, yeah, he Bing went right to
dead.
Him.
Dead. And he was like, oh, don't tell anybody. Boop, you're alive.
And once he did that, I'm like, that's just bad. Right? That's
then
rude.
You didn't see this, but he whispered, you're my favorite uncle, not Johnny.
Nice. Well, let's move on. Avengers X, we talked about that. Age of Apocalypse, did we like the little point one thing?
I did.
Cool. I thought it was freaking awesome.
I'm really destroyed that Jean Grey was
depowered.
Everybody was fucking murdered.
But yeah. You know,
straight up murdered.
Here's why I like that book. Because with Age of Apocalypse, that's our favorite. We put it off on the shelf. Every time they bring it back, we always get the same type of story. Like Magneto's the ultimate badass. You've got Jean Grey and she doesn't take no shit and she doesn't care. And we've gotten all of that before. And now I feel like
we're getting humans.
Yeah, this is how this book is going to be.
Yeah.
We're not going to rely on the tropes. If you're going to love this book, you love the writing and the art, not what we're
the only
built
thing
off of.
I'm sad about is Remender's not writing it.
No, somebody it's David Lampham, who writes Caligula, Crossed, really dark stuff.
So that might be good then. I just was like, oh, well, Remender doing this would be good.
Okay, did you guys notice that Sentry was in a corner eating somebody?
Zombie Sentry.
When did Zombie Sentry enter Age of Apocalypse?
Did you know in Uncanny X-Force, they had, remember the big splash page of all the, they are like Iron Man mixed with Ghost Rider.
Right,
Gamma.
Orange Hulk.
Orange Hulk, and he was like a solar-powered Hulk. Yeah.
Right.
And there was an Omega Red mixed with somebody, I don't know. But yeah, they had all those weird mixes.
Right.
They're just like little things that Rick
so like
they
but
up.
They all busted in to take out the X-Men.
Black Legion.
Where'd Sentry go? Oh, what's he doing in the corner? He's eating somebody.
I think that's like a joke almost, because the Sentry, you know, is kind of a joke even inside the Marvel. So that was good. So that starts soon, doesn't it? Like,
next month, February. Age of Apocalypse number one.
Let's talk some DC stuff, because there's been a lot of cancellations.
But they're always keeping six going.
Yes, that's
52.
Interesting. That's very interesting that they're going to keep
So I guess they had six backups in case.
Yeah. Well, and they knew that there would be six that just wouldn't make it. Like, they probably did some modeling and they said, okay, well, these books aren't cutting it. But so books that aren't cutting it, books that are being canceled.
Let's hear the list of everything that's being cut.
AKA the list of the bad stuff.
Yeah. We got OMAC. I'm very
OMAC.
Sad about. Men of War. Mr. Terrific.
Hawk and Dove, people.
Blackhawks and Static Shock.
Now, okay. Let's go around the room. How many people were reading any of that?
I was reading OMAC.
I was reading Static Shock.
I read Static Shock,
read
but
none
sucked.
Of it. I read the first issues of them all, and I'm like, why?
Yeah.
You know, here's the thing. I read the first issue of OMAC. I didn't like it, but then again, like, I didn't grow up with, like, the Kirby-esque type
I didn't grow
thing.
Up with Kirby either.
No, we're not that old.
You could have fooled me, girl. You could have fooled
oh,
me.
Oh, I hate you.
Do you see the name of the wine you gave him? What did you expect?
Right.
We're drinking bitch, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. That's what it is this week.
I was reading Static Shock because I wanted to.
I
wanted to like it.
I wanted to like it.
As for, like, Men of War, Black
Hawks. Well, Men of War and Blackhawks, there's another book being spawned off called G.I. Renegades. And it's a wonder if that's going to be the replacement, if that's going to be a combination of the two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't. I'm not shocked that the war books aren't making it, because let's face it, people who read comics, there's a little bit of a crime subgenre people like. There's a little bit of a Western genre. The war books don't make it very well.
Well, I think the only reason All-Star Western is making it is because now they decided to incorporate Gotham City and the Owls into it.
Yep.
So they're riding on Scott Snyder's coattails.
I might start reading
I want to pick it up now.
Yeah. I've been curious about it. So
it's pretty badass.
Yeah, I've heard it's great. Like, from before the reboot, I heard it was really good.
Well, question then. What do you think, besides, you know, Black Hawk and Men of War, what do you think their fundamental issue was? Because I don't think we've ever gone into, like, the fundamental issues of why a book doesn't work.
Hawk and Dove was drawn by
Rob Liefeld.
Rob Liefeld.
Oh, but wait, do we know the announcement? Should we insert the announcement?
Yeah, let's talk about that now. Too. Fucking Liefeld's gonna. Is he writing or drawing?
He's writing and drawing Deathstroke and drawing two other ones.
Crazy.
So, you bombed on this one. Here's three others.
Yeah. I'm like, what do you.
Well,
been thinking?
I think DC literally is trying to do the 90s. I've said this before. They got Lobdell back and he's writing a ton of stuff. And they got Liefeld now spreading his seed all over the place. Plus, they got Jim Lee. I mean, you know, these are 90s people.
It's not like they teamed up Jim Lee with Jeff Johns.
They're
going to
do foil covers. That's what I say.
No.
Well, come on. Marvel's doing them.
No.
Marvel's doing a foil cover.
Well, I'm sorry. IDW is doing the foil covers. Marvel's doing the bags. DC's
it
next.
It is fucking early 90s time, baby.
Not again.
Speculators
not
are
going
to start to flood the fucking market.
And here we go.
Industry's going to crash.
And yeah, exactly. That's what's going to happen.
2012, end of the world. it's all going digital. Close your stores now. Cash in, actually.
Going back to that, like, Liefeld, let's be real. Art is terrible.
It is. We'll never see Deathstroke's feet again.
Every time I see a Liefeld book, I want to vomit.
Yeah.
I want to vomit.
I don't get it anymore.
Even the women are hopped up on steroids.
Yeah.
Like, faces look
and
really
the torso
weird.
Torso and everything. I mean, you're supposed to improve as you go on. And
yeah. A lot of artists, they have their style has changed.
Like, even Jim
better.
Lee has
Jim
cleaned
Lee
up
has cleaned
more and things are a lot
but
better.
But for whatever reason, Liefeld still looks like. Yeah.
Liefeld.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is.
Well, so that's what we don't like. Now, what we do like about DC is they are getting Chaya. Is it Chaya or China? Meville? Famous novelist, British novelist, did it in London, a couple other books, great, great books. He is doing two books. One of them is Dial H for Hero.
Which I used to like it.
Yeah.
I thought.
I like the Straczynski team up with Dial H for Hero and Batman or whatever they did, like in The Brave and Bold, like, 2 years ago or whatever. That was really good.
That was fun.
So I'm excited because he's a great, great writer.
So there's Dial H for Hero. What are the other new ones?
It's like a whole World's Finest, the Developing Earth 2. And it's going to be a World's Finest, which has always been Superman and Batman, but now it's Helena Wayne, Huntress, and Power Girl.
Yeah.
So I'm a little excited for that, as well as they're developing Justice Society.
Well, that's going to be done by Robinson. James Robinson, who's doing Shade right now, which is amazing.
But now
which
I'm curious about Earth, too.
I have to
get this week's, but Shade is awesome.
No, I haven't read Shade.
Darwin Cook just did the fourth issue of Shade. It is beautiful. Great Darwin Cook stuff.
Batman Beyond Unlimited.
Oh, yeah. Batman Beyond's coming back.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Oh, and Batman Incorporated.
And Batman Inc. is coming back. What are the other ones? There is...
Can we talk about Batman Inc. real quick? Did anyone else read the one that came out like back in January or December? Evidently, and I didn't realize at the time, the artist drew in Lady Gaga, Madonna, and Rihanna, and a couple other like famous pop singers as this... British boarding school for girls that Stephanie Brown went off to investigate. So when I went back, because I read this on Bleeding Cool, and I was like, oh, Madonna's the headmaster or headmistress, whatever, and Gaga and Rihanna are all these other schoolgirls. And I went back, and oh my God, it is exactly them.
You're kidding. I have to see this.
I need to see it.
Yeah, I'll pull it out. I'll pull it out.
Whip it out, baby.
He is a married man, Q. Back the fuck up off.
I like geocaching, though.
Oh,
here we go.
Me too. Obsessed.
So,
I've never done it.
The James Robinson thing is really exciting, though. So I'm glad because that's like when he did Starman, he would do a lot of stuff that touched back on the JSA. So I'm really thrilled that he's going to get to do that.
Starman's a homo, or the new one is,
and they need to bring
him.
He's
not really a homo, isn't he? Just
no, he's gay. Well,
he's homo.
Well, he just has sex.
No, he's homo.
Well. Yeah, I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
He blatantly said that he was homo.
Yeah, he likes guys. Nice guy.
Yeah.
Likes the male form. So I want to talk a little bit about Darwin Cook. It reminded me. I just finished The Outfit. Have you guys read The Outfit?
No.
No.
I've heard of.
Parker, the crime series by, I forgot the guy's name, but the they made a Mel Gibson movie about it, Payback.
The Beaver.
What?
I was going to say, The Patriot?
The Beaver. Oh, no, not The Beaver. So Parker is a criminal. So this is kind of in the crime genre. And Darwin Cook took these novels and adapted them. This is the second one he's done. And he does them as like regular book form size, but it's, you know, all his art. And it's beautiful, and it's just sketchy as hell, because like, it's like not even multicolors. It's like all like two-tone.
Oh, wow.
And he doesn't just do it straight-up comic book style. He'll do like sections where it's like almost kind of kiddie illustration style, like you would do as a simplistic explanation. Very, very cartoony, I should say. And but great, beautiful telling of the story, very like succinct. And he actually does a section where he does kind of like the reverse, where he actually just puts the Parker story straight out and just does little things. It's like a magazine article. So he's really kind of experimenting with the form of a comic book, and he's telling these crime stories. And he's doing like one a year, and so he's got another one coming out this year. But if you have a chance, go check out The Outfit, and then the one that came before that, I can't remember what it's called, but they're both excellent.
I've seen The Alpha. We carried that one.
I have it. I'll loan it. If you guys want to read it, it's great. Awesome. What else?
Speaking of, like, out there things, have you... I know it came out weeks ago. Is everyone caught up, except Eric, I know you're not. Is everyone caught up on Lock and Key? Ryan, I know you're not. Okay. What I like about Lock and Key, it's still the same, but the one thing I really enjoy is that they've given us a little bit more of the history, because, you know, like, they flash back and forth. Q, what I really like about the character development so far is that the reason why Jay Dodge is so bad is that they just power tripped. Like, it's the folly of youth. They are able to do all these amazing things. They're like, hey, we've done this, we've seen, like, the past, we've been able to fly, let's release a demon. Let's see what happens. You're just like, really? This is why you're having issues. Because, it's the one key we couldn't use. Like, what did you think about that?
I don't know. I felt like it was a little confusing to
this,
why...
Volume 5, quote-unquote Volume 5.
Yeah, this is okay. Volume 5. Oh, there's one more after this. But because they didn't exactly say why they thought that was a good idea, I think we'll get more... about, like, the reasoning behind why they decided to open the door. I just think because they were at they had used, like you said, they were when you become like 18, you forget about the keys.
Exactly.
So they had used all the keys except one, and they're like, I mean, how do they know what it did?
Well,
I don't know. Maybe they went in the past and saw what it did, and they're like, oh, well, we want to use it, you know. So I don't know really what Rendell's intentions were or anything, but it's so I don't know, it's part of the mystery.
How did
Dodge end up getting it in him?
I think that's what's coming out in the next issue, but I really think they thought they were invincible, because here they are at that age. Remember, like, you think you're better than all the adults, you think you have a clearer view of the world than anybody else, and they're just
like doing drugs. They're
exactly
like, you never touch acid, but you're like, okay, we've done all these drugs, we need to do the heaviest one out there.
And I think...
Heaviest drug out there? I don't know. I don't know anything about drugs.
I would think heroin or something that's really addictive.
Okay, we're going to do a speedball.
Meth.
Let's meth
crack.
It up.
Isn't crack?
Yeah, they did. They're doing some meth crack.
I've made too much money in my life to ever smoke crack. Crack is cheap. Crack is whack.
Crack is
Thank
whack.
Thank you, Whitney Houston.
No. But that issue was pretty good, though. There's never been a bad one, as far as I'm concerned.
Did you guys, switching back, kind of jumping around, the Aquaman, did we like the resolution? Because they kind of resolved that whole...
I quit reading it. I lost interest.
Here's the thing about Aquaman. I like Aquaman as a book, the way they're approaching it. I didn't really like the story arc.
Yeah.
And I think it was more pun... intended. Yeah, it's
that's
a setup,
what I'm curious about
wet.
This whole Atlantis thing. You know, they say like Atlantis was one of the greatest cities.
Right.
How did it sink in 24 in overnight? It sank. And part of these whatever they call trench things, they were part of this whole Atlantis.
So they might explore.
Yeah, so what
that.
Do they do with them?
So, I don't know. They sealed it off.
Yeah, they killed them all basically.
They killed them all, sealed it off. Nice.
Killed the mom, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, yes, he is with Mira. She'd kill anybody.
Yeah, well. but Flash, you guys like the Mob Rule stuff?
No.
I haven't been reading
The Flash. Is beautiful. That's another book. If you want to see really good cartooning, that is a book to check out. And the story's gotten... it's not my favorite Flash story, but it's interesting with the whole Mob Rule. Plus, they shot Flash in the head, and he survived because of the whole, you know, he vibrated the bullet thing or whatever.
Well, I don't like... I saw the designs for the new Captain Cole, and he looks like a...
Yeah.
Punk.
Well, you know, they got
Yeah, he's got like a sleeveless shirt.
Yeah, but muscle, yeah, his younger.
They said originally he was just a crook, but now it's going to be like personal. He's got a personal tie to Flash.
Yeah. Which
is interesting.
Is it
What else we got? Captain America, like I said, been digging over Alan Davis. You don't like it. The Warren Ellis Secret Avengers. Anybody else reading that?
I really liked it.
Oh, it's so good. It's one and done's.
It's over.
Yeah, that's the last one.
Rick Remender's taking over. But I think he couldn't have gone out on a better note. I love that one where they went and infiltrated the Shadow Council's secret storage facility.
Yeah. The one, which I want to go back to check, because that was with Eminem, Stuart Eminem. I think one is the group that was in the thing he did with Warren Ellis before. Not Thunderbolts. Oh, God. Out. Oh, crap. Let's do that.
Next Wave.
Thank you. I don't know what had
Agents of Hate?
Yeah. Oh, Hate. I was thinking one was the group, so that was like a tie-in, but I guess not. But, yeah, no, it was really good. What else we got here?
Green Lantern, the first story arc just wrapped. Did anyone else?
Yeah. That was interesting.
I read it.
That was really good.
Sinestro. Love him.
I never thought I'd see Sinestro hauling off his own power battery and all of his core in prison cells, using a Green Lantern ring. That was incredible. And then you noticed at the bottom, beneath the battery, there was a prison cell with Mongol in it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like, oh, my God. I mean, I'm hoping, because you know Hal eventually have the book again. I'm the hoping the book. It'll be Hal. Yeah. But I'm hoping then Sinestro gets his own spinoff.
Maybe that's what they're doing.
I'm really hoping that they keep them going.
Animal Man and Swamp Thing. You guys reading that?
So
tying together with the whole rock. That's
so
really
scary.
Cool.
So
and the fucking art in Animal Man is fucked up.
It's fucked up. And
disturbing.
And you know, normally I don't like that because it's burgeoning on zombies.
Yep.
But it seems so natural.
Let me tell you, I never thought I would see a DC cover like that one that they just came out with the daughter eating her father's face.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, oh, that's disturbing. It's just the cover. I'm like, no. No. Yeah. Go through it.
What about...
And he was beating Animal Man down with a half-eaten corpse. That was pretty nasty.
Defenders, second one?
I
like it more, actually.
I like Defenders because it's a character that I'm not familiar with.
Yeah.
It's got... the villain. It's got characters that I love,
right,
except for She-Hulk.
Who's the villain?
She-Hulk and Iron Fist.
Well, the
villain
is sort of not the main villain. Like, it was Null, the whole hammer entity that possessed
Hulk. The Black Hulk.
But now there's this John Christian guy who's like some kind of timeless entity, sort of mythological creature.
This universe to get to another.
Yeah, it's weird. So they're introducing...
Was that Defenders number two?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Maybe I missed it.
They're introducing this idea there's this machine that kind of is... all powerful and
kind of looks like Rat Trap,
actually,
or Mouse Trap.
It's a very Kirby-esque kind of thing. It's actually, you know what? It reminds me of Galactus's ship.
Yes.
Yep. With all that sort of crazy stuff. Avengers Annual. Did you guys read the second one?
Yeah.
Like they had the new Avengers first, which was the whole Power Man coming back.
No, Wonder Man.
Wonder Man. Sorry.
I read the first. Yeah. I haven't read part two yet.
What do you think of that? That was really weird.
Weird, and the ending was like what?
Yeah, it was like as if he was just coming out against the Avengers for a different purpose than he made.
His original purpose.
He came out and made the public aware. He said everything. He had some good points.
Yeah, he did. Had great
points.
Then
they shut him up, and then he disappeared out of his jail cell.
Yeah, like he wasn't really there. He wasn't brought back except as part of Wanda's sort of, I want to fix things. I'll bring him back. I used to love Wonder Man. I bought the book when it was his solo title back in the 90s. So I kind of hope they bring him back at some point. But yeah, this was sort of weird.
I just don't really know what he made some good points. And then he, just like you said, the Avengers shut him up.
Yeah.
So what really...
I think Bendis said this is going to feed into the whole thing with Osborn coming back and trying to wage like a media war against the Avengers and that whole thing. So
Bendis is concluding his arc. Osborn. We know that he's...
Yeah, in fact, they just announced Simonson. Walt Simonson is going to finish out the Avengers run with Bendis.
Oh, God.
The artist?
You don't like that? It's like old. Alan Davis again.
Yeah. Well, because he did X-Factor, and I hated the way he drew Gene.
Oh, okay. Well, I love Simonson. The Simonson Thor stuff is really cool. Wolverine and the X-Men. We haven't mentioned that.
That is so
good. I love that book.
Yo, the art, everyone except Wolverine looks really cool. And like
everybody looks...
The first panel, it just has Dupe with like a straw hat on and like a piece of wheat and his piece of straw, you know, and he's like doing the lawn, and I was like, every panel had something little, something funny in the background, and it was so good. But the character, like Wolverine, just looks weird to me.
He does.
I mean, it's more of a kiddie book, so I think they're going for like just
you think
a younger look.
Kiddie book?
Well, you know what I mean. It's focusing on the kids.
Oh,
so it's
going
to be a younger look.
I was just about to say that. You know, Wolverine, I think what they're trying to do is artistically convey Wolverine is uncomfortable in this setting, so he looks really awkward and bulky.
He's got pants on.
Okay.
Like regular trousers.
Well, the thing I'm having a problem with is Quentin. I love Quentin, don't get me wrong. It's why does Wolverine think Rachel could take him if it took Emma and Jean to take him down the first time? Rachel is not even the Phoenix anymore. So the hell?
Are you reading the spinoff book?
I read X-Men Legacy, and why does she have like brain powers?
The armor,
Brian Woods.
Wolverine.
Brian Woods, like he's raising a psychic war and making armor and Wolverine in like future Japan or some kind of weird.
No, but I noticed when the Deathlock saw his Quentin's future, he had the Phoenix emblem on.
Well, that was interesting, and then the whole Genesis / Apocalypse thing.
Oh my gosh. I love Kid Apocalypse.
Yeah,
I do too.
He's like, tell me,
with his big eyes.
You should do that for Halloween.
That would be cool.
I could
Kid
see
Apocalypse.
Yeah,
dress up in a suit.
Don't
listen,
know who I am?
I don't. Oh, come on. Is that what you're going?
Like everybody thought who you were.
I have to have a perfect balance of people knowing who I am and something that I like.
Well, maybe by October they'll know.
Well, go
if we do our job right,
that's easy. Just to paint face blue.
Yeah, actually, and get like a schoolboy outfit.
Oh,
that'd be hot.
Oh. Maybe one of them.
Hi, teacher.
And the angel thing is weird too.
I don't like.
I don't know.
I don't like.
It's really weird. Like he actually rose the dead, though.
Yeah.
That dog came
that is
back.
Kind of like.
So he actually thinks he's an angel from God.
I don't know.
It's an odd thing,
but I love that Jason and Rick are like kind of exchanging ideas, and this is kind of following through.
Right.
So I like that they're tying those two together.
So is Angel still going to be on X-Force?
I don't know. Did you see him?
The teaser? No, he's not. He's not,
oh, he's
on,
not
X-Force
on X-Force
anymore.
That's right.
The Avengers versus X-Men teaser of Daredevil versus Archangel?
I saw that and
Devil
I was confused.
Versus Angel. First of all, that's awesome. He was in his Archangel outfit with blue face and metal wings.
Do you think that's one of the cases where they didn't know and they did the teaser thing before that? And
that might be.
It could be. It's just a teaser thing throwing people in there.
You're right.
Because I don't think that would be a fair but Archangel versus Daredevil.
Unless
Daredevil.
He's like super awesome, like beautiful, like kills the dead, and then at night he's like evil Archangel. Like they're still doing that duality thing.
Part of him, I don't know. We
don't know.
Can we talk about his wings real quick?
I'm confused by his wings.
As Angel, you know where he was Angel with bird wings, and Archangel with metal wings.
Yes. Right.
So when he came back after his memory
it's
had
like
been purged,
both.
He had it was like a mix.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay.
It's confusing.
As long as I wasn't the only one who saw that.
I hope they eventually... Like, I hope this whole thing would kind of resolve the whole angel-archangel swap back and forth, but they still haven't.
Yeah, for a while.
Right.
And, ladies and gentlemen, one of us has to go before his husband beats him.
Oh.
And not in the good way
I've seen the phone and the texts and the thing and the... Well, Batman, it's his day. Sunday is Batman's day.
Are we through?
No, it's not.
No, I have to.
Sunday is not Batman's day.
We're wrapping this up,
it's
I think.
It's Gene and Wanda.
We'll wrap this up. We're doing pretty well. I think, we're at a good
Gene
point.
Gene and Wanda.
Unless you have any other,
No, that's it. Can't wait for MegaCon. Can't wait for the next episode with the Gay Comic Geek.
That's
big.
Exciting.
That's
exciting.
We need a little more.
And,
excitement like,
for that.
Oh, so he's going to be on our
okay, you
next
do it.
Episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me do it. Let me
shout
all our
out, but I don't know how to say the name.
Well,
I don't
either. I haven't squealed in
I'm Italian. You should
have
to say
that. Getting edited out.
All right, well, I just want to say hi to Joe out in New York, who works for Archie Publications, who actually came into my store, and we were talking, and then I did my notorious laugh, I guess. And he was like, oh, you're from Flame On. I was like, oh, my God. So we, according to him, get him through his
this
day.
This is so cool.
Aww.
Like
he listens to us at work, and we get him
through his thing, guys. If you're listening, and gals, if you're listening and you want to give us a shout-out in whatever you're doing, or you want to just send us a message on Facebook or Google+, or email us at flameonshow.com, please do, because we're kind of in a bubble. We hear occasionally people listen, and we know the forums have been really great for the ongoing fanfic,
mm-hmm.
and we get the occasional viewer mail or whatever. But I love hearing from people from all over who love the show and we just don't know about. So, and you know, we're still a small show. Let's be honest.
Agreed.
We are really grateful to get your input and feedback. And if you have like things you want to suggest or even specific questions, we're open to that. We would love to get you as part of the show.
You know, speaking of which, we actually reached a listener. Full disclosure, is a friend of mine, but is not like nerdy at all. And like he and his husband just got married. They're the ones who did.
Oh, yeah,
wedding.
Yeah.
He listens. And like, you know, I was like, oh, I'm on, you know, on the show. It's, you know, whatever. It's something I do.
Yeah.
And he surprised me. He actually listens. He's listened to all of our episodes. Wow. I'm just like, wow. Oh, I'm so, shout out to you, Jose. Hey, girl. Hey.
But no, seriously, flameonshow.com is our website, mm-hmm. and our emails, all of our names, and if I think we have question and the question. We also have the Nerdy Show stuff. If you go on their forum, we have a whole section on Flame On.
We're on
Facebook,
Twitter.
Google Plus, and Twitter, mm-hmm. Flame On Podcast.
Flame On Podcast.
Just because
yes.
we like to be different.
Mm-hmm.
And Oral kind of rounds that up.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever. Just, you know, I think next week we'll have a phone number. I'm going to set up a little, like, voicemail
Ooh,
thing.
Like oh, goodness. Line.
Maybe we can get some voicemail for that.
That
some,
would be
oh,
so
yeah.
hot.
Sexual.
Phone
voicemail. Yeah. And so, yeah, just reach out. And MegaCon, please come up. If you see us on the floor, look for the Flame Watch. Look for Jared's art, which I hopefully you guys have been enjoying Jared's art because let me tell you. Every new episode, he does like a whole new piece. And
oh,
it's,
that's right!
It's yeah. some great stuff. I think that's almost it, half the cool.
It
you know.
Is. Did we kind of figure out what we want him
no,
to draw?
No, we'll have to do that in the next week or so.
Okay,
we'll come up with something.
But let me tell you, if Oral is there, you will hear the voice. You will hear.
That is
and
not
just follow the E.
That is not true.
That was when the episode you were absent. One of my friends who listens to the show said the funniest part was with in memory of you. We were all doing. And he was just laughing.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have grown as a podcast, and I'd like to think that we are beyond that, and that I have matured. Or matured.
How much wine did he drink?
Not enough. Seriously. All right, well, thank you for listening, and we look forward to seeing you at MegaCon, mm-hmm. and on this note,
flame off.
God, the bees, they're in my eyes.